everybody. I'm Christopher Glenn with the CBS World News Roundup. The White House is still keeping its distance from questions about Vice President Cheney's shooting of a companion hunter during a quail hunt in Texas, unreported for almost a full day. We get the latest live from CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
Many of the questions are being referred to the Vice President's staff. Spokesman Scott McClellan indicates the White House deferred to Dick Cheney, who delayed public release of the shooting details.
It was the Vice President's office that took the lead on this.
Now, Cheney has stayed out of public view since the shooting. His only known statement on the accident was made to Texas authorities.
My chief deputy went over there and interviewed him. He was feeling bad.
Kennedy County, Texas Sheriff Ramon Salinas says that interview happened the day after the shooting. The VP's office says he's paid a $7 fee after receiving a warning for failing to have a proper Texas hunting stamp. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
The Cheney hunting incident has, of course, become the number one gag topic for late-night TV talk show hosts David Letterman and then Jay Leno.
He is a Republican lawyer and a big Republican donor, and fortunately, the buckshot was deflected by wads of laundered cash.
When the ambulance got there, out of force of habit, they put Cheney on the stretcher. He's going, no, the other guy, the other guy!
Two U.S. Air Marshals are facing federal charges. Assistant U.S. Attorney Don DeGabriel says they were using their jobs to smuggle drugs through airport security and onto planes for transport.
Even those that are part of the system are capable of being apprehended when they decide to take the law into their own hands.
Under investigation since November, after a tipster notified the feds, both marshals face 10 years to life in prison and a $4 million fine if convicted. A planned appearance by Homeland Security Chief Michael Chertoff before the Senate panel probing Hurricane Katrina response has been scrubbed. It had been thought that Chertoff would answer one of his severest critics, former FEMA boss Michael Brown. 12,000 families have lost federal funding for the hotels they've lived in since Hurricane Katrina. WWL New Orleans reporter Dave Cohen has more.
Some of the evacuees who are leaving the hotels are okay with it and say FEMA's done a lot for them already. Others are very upset and aren't sure what the future holds.
We'll survive. We'll make it.
We're still waiting for trailers. We're still waiting for housing.
I work every day, and I'm not going to no shelter.
The state of Louisiana has set up shelters for people who can't find anywhere to go after leaving hotels. Some protesters outside of hotels carried signs, including one that said, FEMA, forget everybody, months afterward. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
Saddam Hussein and his co-defendants again forced to attend their trial. There were the usual outbursts from the fallen Iraqi dictator and a declaration through an interpreter that he's not eating.
We are on hunger strike for the past 3 days.
His claim of a hunger strike has not been confirmed. Saddam also argued vigorously with the judge, at one point telling him, hit your own head with that gavel. There's apparently a move afoot to put the pressure on the Hamas-controlled Palestinian Authority through a fiscal squeeze play. CBS News correspondent Dan Raviv has the story live.
The New York Times says the U.S. and Israel are discussing ways to destabilize the West Bank and Gaza government by cutting off aid and scheduled tax payments, hoping the radical Hamas party will fail, and then in new elections, Palestinians will reject Hamas. One Israeli official says there is no plan, maybe not yet. The Bush administration is publicly demanding that Hamas renounce violence and recognize Israel. Hamas says the U.S. should recognize the results of democracy. Live in Washington, Dan Raviv, CBS News.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, we're seeing some trouble in the Boulder area. Have a rolled, not semi, but a small tanker truck. It's at 55th and Belmont. It is leaking fuel, but hazmat have that under control. Hazmat crews, that is. So you probably want to avoid that area for a while. We're still pretty quiet along Highway 93, the Diagonal and Foothills Parkway. I-25 checks clear as you come out of the north end of town into downtown. I-70, 225, and the Turnpike, they are all moving along fine at the moment. Now, checking out the forecast, going to see partly cloudy skies today. Highs in the 50s, it's 33 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you want to sweeten your Valentine's Day celebration, head to King Supers this week for florist quality roses, available in single stems, 12-stem bouquets, and other beautiful arrangements. And don't forget your Valentine's favorite chocolates and candy, too. King Supers, right store, right price.
The Al Franken Show.
I have to imagine, don't you think that Cheney and Bush have gone hunting together? Now imagine if Cheney had shot the president. Can you imagine that? If he shot Bush like that, I think he's got a temper and he's kind of macho. I think Bush would have gotten up, and then I think they would have gone after each other, blasting each other like in a Tarantino movie.
Al Franken. Weekday mornings at 10 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
That's possible. These guys, I think, have short fuses.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. I'm Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. It doesn't happen very often. The last time a vice president of the United States shot somebody was 201 years ago when Vice President Aaron Burr shot and killed Alexander Hamilton in a duel in New Jersey. This time, it was Vice President Dick Cheney accidentally shooting his friend Harry Whittington in the face with birdshot in a hunting accident on Catherine Armstrong's ranch in Texas on Saturday. Mrs. Armstrong.
A bird flushed. The vice president took aim at the bird and shot, and unfortunately, Mr. Whittington was in the line of fire and got peppered pretty well.
More after this.
Hey, I'm Tom, and today's my ninth day with Prilosec OTC. Because of frequent heartburn, I couldn't even enjoy my kids' games, but with Prilosec OTC, that's all changed. Now, when my daughter's soccer team takes on the Wolverines, I'm there yelling. She really hates that. Imagine, zero heartburn for 24 hours with one pill a day. It's possible with Prilosec OTC. It's day 9 for me. What day are you on?
Use as directed for 14 days for treating frequent heartburn.
Where do you want to be?
Everybody has a different idea of the perfect home.
I'd love a little house in the country.
I want someplace close to my office. It's essential that I live within the delivery zone of my favorite pizza parlor.
Find your perfect place. It's easy with RE/MAX. RE/MAX agents have the experience to make your dreams a reality. Visit RE/MAX.com today. Nobody sells more real estate than RE/MAX. Each office independently owned and operated.
Except for the fact that it was the Vice President of the United States who pulled the trigger, the shooting of Harry Whittington would not have been a big story. The sheriff didn't send a deputy to interview Dick Cheney until the following morning.
I mean, everybody knew it was an accident and nothing criminal, so that's why he went the next morning.
The national press is in high dudgeon, however, that they weren't informed immediately. Well, says White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan,
first priority is making sure Mr. Whittington is receiving medical care. Secondary to that is making sure you get the facts together and then, as quickly as possible, provide that information to the public.
The local paper had it, but the national press wasn't informed for 21 hours.
What time on Sunday morning did you learn that Vice President Dick Cheney was the shooter?
It was early. I was woken up.
In fact, President Bush didn't realize the trigger man was his vice president till Sunday morning either. 78-year-old Harry Whittington is doing well, Dr. David Blanchard says.
So far, there have been no complications. Progress is excellent. He is talking, awake, alert, in good humor.
Some of that birdshot is still in his face, though, says the doc.
To go ahead and to take each and every BB or pellet out, sometimes the treatment is worse than the affliction, so many times we'll just leave him be.
It may take Dick Cheney a while to get over it, though. The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Hey, it's John Madden here to give you what every homeowner wants, a great excuse to go to the hardware store. This Saturday, February 18th, is the Ace Hardware Bag Sale. For one day only, save 20% on whatever you can fit in a bag. So come in this Saturday only, February 18th, and save big. Ace, the helpful place. Discount off regular price of in-stock merchandise. Additional exclusions may apply. See participating store for details.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware home.
The Osgood File, February 14th, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Getting the hour of no power cranked up here at 6:09, 9 minutes after 6. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. High today, 53 under partly sunny skies. Tomorrow, snow moves in and a high of 32. So enjoy the nice weather today while you can. And it's good to have you along. You also notice, too, that the hour of power is going to start to, the hour of no power is going to start to shrink a little bit as time goes on because the sun starts coming up earlier and earlier as we move towards spring. And the earlier the sun comes up, the hour of no power becomes suddenly the hour of power like the rest of the radio station. So we're in the deep, dark trenches of the hour of no power right now. But around, I guess the sun's been coming up at, what, about 6:30, quarter to 7? So around in there, listen, and you'll hear the station switch. Kind of go, and then it gets louder. So it's kind of like, listening to the hour of no power. Got the hour of no power. You know, see what I'm saying? Okay. Did that knock you out of here? Was that too loud? Oh, man. You know, you think this morning is going to be like yesterday morning? Yesterday morning, I'm going to tell you something. And I'm looking for a metaphor on how to describe this. I had absolutely no or little control of this program yesterday morning. I couldn't get, in other words, if I was pitching for the Rockies, sports metaphor, and I am not a big sports person, I couldn't get it over the plate if my frickin' life depended on it yesterday. And I don't want to say that I came in here yesterday and phoned it in, because that wouldn't be the truth. I mean, I was here. In all the painful mediocre glory, all the painful mediocrity yesterday, I was here. And somehow I've got a feeling that we're heading in the same direction again this morning. What is wrong with me? Maybe I need to take a comp day or something. I don't know. Okay. Do we have to hear anything more? All right. And you know what? I want to take a couple of calls on this right now. 303-713-7600. All three of you that are out there listening to the Hour of No Power. I cannot, in all good conscience, get on this radio station again and talk about the Dick Cheney shooting incident. Because I don't have anything more to say about it. The guy made a monumental screw-up. There was no conspiracy theory attached. He made a monumental screw-up, and now he's paying for it, both in the handling of the White House's handling of the whole matter, and plus the local the late night comics are on his case. But what else is there now to say about Cheney? What else is there to say other than we don't like him, and that anything that befalls him that's bad, we kind of get a chuckle out of, and that we hope that this guy that he hit, this Harrington or whatever his name is, we hope he's okay. But what more is there to say about this whole incident, about the White House defending its not getting the story out properly? Did anybody hear the audio of David Gregory of MSNBC News get into it with Scott McClellan, which was priceless? I don't know how Scott McClellan, the president's punching bag, I mean, the guy that the reporters all go after there in the press room, wasn't that great? Because I don't like Scott McClellan. I just admit that up front. And I don't know him personally. I mean, if I sat down with him, he might turn out to be an okay guy. See, there's two levels of these things, okay? There's the level of you don't like the person because you don't like what they stand for, and you don't like the person because you just don't like them. You don't like the administration they represent. You don't care for them. But then if you got into a room with them, you might find out they're okay. You might find out you like them. So I don't know him. But from what I see every single day on these White House press briefings, I don't particularly care for him. So when David Gregory was going after him, you know what? It was great. I loved it. Good for you, David Gregory. New earned respect when he went after Scott McClellan. Thought that was fabulous. But I just don't know what else there is to say about this story. Cheney sent the $7 in because his hunting license apparently had not been renewed, or he had not gotten one, so he was illegal there. Everybody carped about how the White House handled the story. I don't even want to get into conspiracy theories about it. I just don't. Here's Bobby in Aurora. Bobby, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Bobby.
I know you don't want to get into conspiracy theories, but try this one on.
Okay.
Why the delay when, they took almost 24 hours to break it? I think he had too high a blood alcohol content for them to out the story. It's my theory.
What proof do you have?
I don't have any, but why would they do that? Why not just come out and say a hunting accident occurred?
Because whether it's a hunting accident, or it's Hurricane Katrina, or it's the war in Iraq, or it's wiretapping, or whatever it is you want to bring up. This administration is hopefully inept at virtually everything that they're involved in. That's why. Because I'm starting to believe that these guys couldn't get a tricycle across a busy street without the help of the 3rd Infantry Division, because everything they touch, they screw up. Name something that has gone right in the last 8 months.
Nada. There isn't anything.
No, I mean, everything that they've touched has gone absolutely haywire. We're hell if we do, and we're hell if we don't. And let me give you an example of this. I talked about it a little bit yesterday, which I got like all these emails from people. Oh, you sound like George W. Bush, which, I'm not trying to sound like George W. Bush, but we're stuck in this kind of never land, this kind of tough position about Iran, that Iran has resumed small-scale enrichment of uranium. And now there's a CNN Gallup poll out, which, by the way, Bush's approval ratings are down to 39%, so he got no traction off to all those speeches. But it says that Americans are nervous about Iran. Well, this guy's got us stuck in Iraq. There's virtually nothing we can do about Iran. This is yet again another example where these people have mishandled something.
Well, and they're never on the job, in case you've never noticed. I mean, any time anything's occurring, they're never at work. They don't work for the American people. That's pretty obvious. Bush is either falling off his bicycle, Cheney's shooting people in the face, but they never appear to be at work. And the other thing to back my theory up, did you hear that there was a deputy sheriff that went out to interview him that evening, and they wouldn't let him see the vice president? Why would they do that?
My
high blood alcohol content.
Because that's the way the feds act. The feds act holier than thou when it comes to local officials. So you can look at other examples of where that's happened, even going back to the Kennedy assassination. The feds pulled that. I mean,
I'm just watching the way they act lately. Bush looks like he's drinking. Cheney looks like he's drinking. They all look like they're drinking to me.
Well,
I have to stick by my high BAC theory. I think he was too drunk to talk to the cops.
Yeah, see, I don't think so. What I think is, what I said before, it's a perfect example, man. You give these guys an assignment, trust me, they'll stumble all over themselves and blow it. Because they can't get anything right. When was the last time they got anything? Think about this real quick. When was the last time they got anything right?
I haven't seen him nail anything since they've been in office. Maybe Bush's goodwill that he had handed to him after 9/11 was starting to appear like it, but it didn't take him long to fumble that either.
Gone, right?
After that, it's just straight downhill.
I mean, no weapons of mass destruction. I mean, we could go on and on and on here. Hey, Bobby, thank you, man.
Hey,
have a good day.
Take care, Jay.
Okay, we'll talk to you.
Bye.
Can we just go on and on about this? About what has this administration... Can anybody name anything this administration has done right? Certainly, like, in the last 365 days. Last thing I think you could say that they did right is they beat John Kerry in the election. If you believe that election was fair and square. But that would be, like, the last thing. All right, 303-713-7600. Last word on the Cheney duck hunting incident. Or, I'm sorry, it's the quail hunting incident. Duck, it's the dick. 303-713-7600, and if you want to get a last...
When I say Morrison, what do you think of?
The rock star?
Guess again.
Town by Red Rocks.
Well, I was thinking Morrison Homes.
Why Morrison?
Because they have, like, these really workable floor plans and more features like 3-car garages and gourmet kitchens.
Morrison Homes gives testimony to more. More amenities, more choices, more value, period. All with a 2-year blanket home warranty, which is definitely more. Morrison Homes have immediate move-in homes with incentives up to $40,000. For information and directions, go to morrisonhomes.com.
Want to intrigue your partner's interest? Intrigue Jewelers has a ton of Valentine's specials for the one you love. Jewelry spells romance, so come by and see the large selection of jewelry at Intrigue Jewelers, with selection starting at under $100, or 1-carat color diamonds from $1,999. See their Valentine Heartstoppers catalog at IntrigueJewelersCo.com. Then visit Intrigue Jewelers, formerly Ireland Jewelers, located at the southeast corner of Kipling and Bellevue in the Governor's Plaza Shopping Center.
Macintosh owners know Macs are better than other computers. But as good as they are, occasionally we all need a little technical help. That's where Best Mac Solutions comes in. Best Mac Solutions, a local Apple-certified company with 19 years of experience, can get that home or small business network going or upgrade your software. Many problems can be solved with a quick phone call. And if you're just ready to upgrade from a PC to the best system, they can help you with that. Call Corel now at 720-266-4915 or click on the banner in the player now.
Dirty carpet can sneak up on you. A few footprints here, a little spill there. Most people don't even realize how dirty their carpets are. Clean carpets can make a home look and smell fresh and new. Have your carpets cleaned by the same company thousands of real estate agents have grown to trust. Universal Cleaning and Restoration. Call today for your free estimate and take advantage of their winter special. Buy one room of Scotchgard, get two free. Call 720-226-9484. That's Universal Cleaning and Restoration. 720-226-9484.
Macintosh owners know Macs are better than other computers. But as good as they are, occasionally we all need a little technical help. That's where Best Mac Solutions comes in. Best Mac Solutions, a local Apple-certified company with 19 years of experience, can get that home or small business network going or upgrade your software. Many problems can be solved with a quick phone call. And if you're just ready to upgrade from a PC to the best system, they can help you with that. Call Corel now at 720-266-4915 or
or click on the banner in the player now.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Did you hear that? Your customers did. To find out more about advertising, call Sean Doherty at 303-713-8318 or click on the advertisement tab in your media player.
Don't you love the feeling you get shopping at your favorite gift boutique? Now you can enjoy that feeling shopping online at Teresa'sGifts.com. You'll love getting all your shopping done at their locally owned online gallery. Browse through all their gifts, from indoor decor to your favorite collectibles. You'll be amazed at the variety they offer. And since they're not a giant corporate site, you'll feel right at home. Visit Teresa'sGifts.com or click on the image in your media player for more info.
7127.
Bacon, eggs, and Jay Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
Gina got a gun. Gina got
it's the last
gun.
Word here about Cheney and the quail hunting incident. 621, 21 minutes after 6 a.m. 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Good morning. High today, 53. Partly sunny skies. 303-713-7600. The hour of no power. Three lines open. Last word on the Cheney duck hunting situation. I say it's the last word because maybe it'll never be the last word on this. But it's a further example of how everything this administration touches, they screw up. You remember when Alito when the whole Supreme Court nomination situation was going on with Alito, right? This administration argued. And conservative advocacy groups argued about how, oh, the American Bar Association, they're the gold standard, right? Check this out. The American Bar Association told President George W. Bush yesterday to either stop domestic eavesdropping without a warrant or get the law changed to make it legal. We hope the president will listen, Association President Michael Greco told reporters after more than 500 members of its policy-settling body passed a resolution saying that both national security and constitutional freedoms needed to be protected. We do not say surveillance should be stopped. It should only comply with the law, said Neil Sonnen, a Miami lawyer who headed the task force to look at the issue not long after the spying program came into light in December. This is the gold standard, according to the White House and according to the Republican Party. Well, the gold standard says Bush is breaking the law. So that doesn't bode very well, now does it? Let's go to Anita in Windsor. Anita, good morning. You're on AM 760. Hi.
Good morning.
Hi.
I just have a couple of comments to make. The first about Dick Cheney and this duck hunting accident. I think it's just symbolic of this administration and how it just bungles everything it does.
Right.
And how it attempts to cover everything up, it bungles. You know, it's unfortunate that the accident did happen, but, you know, it's just symbolic of this administration.
Yep, anything they touch seems to have some kind of curse on it.
But you know what, Ed? It seems like they get out of it. It seems like there's this apathetic attitude nationwide that says, hey, they're just going to get out of it. And I'm just getting, you know, I just hope that we wake up as a society, not only as Democrats, but as a society.
Anita, I don't think that's true. I don't think they are getting out of it. The latest CNN Gallup poll, along with the latest AP Ipsos poll, shows that Bush's approval rating has dropped now down to 39%. It slipped under 40% again. I mean, no matter what this guy does, no matter how many speeches he gives, no matter how many of these phony set-up deals he gets involved in, it always turns out to be the same. People are just rejecting the guy right and left.
You know what? That is encouraging. It's very encouraging to know that it's dropped again. But, you know, there's still 40% of us out there that seems to think that he can get away with anything he wants. The other comment I had, Ed, is like George Bush seems to be the boy who called wolf. This L.A. foiled plot, you know, there seems to be very little evidence to support that it even existed.
Right. Yeah.
And one of these days, you know, it seems to call wolf at precise time to cover something else up. And one of these days it's going to be really important, and we're going to stop listening.
Well, I think you're right about that. I think if they don't stop, if they don't knock off this behavior of trying to manipulate the fear card and jacking it up and down and trying to turn it on and off like water to try to affect the polls, I think you're right. It's going to have a damaging effect on this country. And at some point, they've got to stop it because Americans, you're right, are going to just go, oh, well, okay, well, here we go again. All right, here we go again.
And it always seems to just cover something else up. You know, get our focus off of something else. And sometimes we don't even know what it is until weeks later.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, you know what? Anita, I'm with you on that point 100%. Thank you. I appreciate the call. Thanks for getting up this early.
Bye.
Okay. Let's go to Doug in Parker. Doug, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Jay.
Hey, Doug.
I wanted to talk about Abramoff's situation and Harry Reid's $68,000 he received and wrote a letter saying that we should suspend the minimum wage requirements for the casinos. And I thought minimum wage was something that Democrats championed.
Yeah, I believe that they did, too. I saw that about Harry Reid. We're going to have something about that during the Media Matters for America segment coming up this morning after 9 o'clock. But, you know, at least the positive thing about this is more is starting to come out about Abramoff, that's for sure.
Then I got a question for you. Five felony counts of vandalism. How long in prison do you think you should get for felony vandalism, splitting 40 tires on the GOP on election day in Milwaukee, Wisconsin? All five of them Democrats. One of them was a son of a Democrat from the mayor of Milwaukee.
How much time did they get?
They haven't got anything yet. They've just been convicted. They've just been convicted, indicted.
All right. But if you know anything, have you ever been to court?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Does it move fast or slow?
No, it doesn't move fast or slow. I'm just asking, what do you think?
But I'm asking you a question. Does it move fast or slow?
Well, I just answered that question.
All right, move slow. So it'll take a while before something happens. But is your allegation? Is your allegation that only Democrats are involved in this kind of matter? Because if they are, look at the Ohio coin scandal, political coin scandal fundraising issue, where there may be 175 years up for grabs there. Okay,
yeah,
I mean it happens on both sides. I don't have an answer because I don't know. I don't have an answer, Doug, so I don't know. But if your idea is to try to paint Democrats as being the ones who engage in childlike scandals of slashing tires, okay, I'll accept that, Doug. You're right. That's a terrible, terrible thing. Of course, I would also say that that pales in comparison to the crimes being committed by the GOP, the alleged crimes of Tom DeLay, the alleged crimes of Jack Abramoff, the alleged crimes that have gone on in Ohio, with the fundraising scandals there that were on the part of the GOP, not the Democratic Party. So if your point was to call up at 628 and to fire off a cheap shot, you got the shot off, but I think half of it blew back on you. Harry, you're in Boulder. You're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jay. This is Harry in Boulder.
Hey, Harry, how are you?
I'm doing well, sir, and you?
No, I'm all right. I'm hanging in.
Well, that's good. We, you know, and I think what we ought to discuss too are the not the alleged but the proven crimes of the administration, the criminal cabal in D.C., and that's precisely what they are. And I'm saying that from the right. I'm saying that as a former Republican.
Let's discuss tire slashing. That's far more important.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that helps keep Goodyear in business, doesn't it? And it's non-essential to the saving of our country. And I think that's much more akin to what people on the left, people on the right, and people in the center should be focusing on.
Yeah, well, okay? I think you're right.
I mean, good God. The neocons' usurpations of our constitutional liberties are confounding to the highest degree. Absolutely, Bush's failure to stand up to his oath of office is tantamount to treason. And that's a tough thing to say about a supposed American president. Okay.
Well, that sounds just a tad bit extreme to me. I mean, I think he's got some problems, and I think he'll be judged pretty harshly. But to me, you've got to be proven guilty of that before you can really, you know, actually make that charge. Listen, I got to run, Harry. Thank you, man. Call me again. You're always welcome here.
Okay.
Yeah, and by the way, to the guy who called about the Milwaukee incident, you know what? You can chew this one around with your breakfast roll this morning. 53 felony counts carry a possible sentence of 175 years each in prison. The coin dealer and prominent Republican contributor whose $50 million state coin investment sparked one of the biggest scandals in Ohio state government history was indicted today on 53 felonies, including theft of more than $1 million. The charges include engaging in a pattern of corruption activity, 11 counts of theft, 11 of money laundering, 8 of tampering with records, 22 of forgery. He could be sentenced to a maximum of 175 years in prison, although such a sentence is considered unlikely. Yeah, better to talk about tire slashing and screaming answer the question. Isn't it? Don't you think it's like a better way to go? I think so. 6:31, 29 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. Progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. We are seeing a couple of problems for you. I have a variable message board halfway between York and Vasquez. This is eastbound on I-270. That's causing some slowing with backups to I-76 now. Westbounders, you're not affected by this. Westbound I-70 also seeing some trouble with a two-car accident now off to the shoulder just past Havana. Those jams take you to Peoria. And we're still seeing some trouble in the Boulder area. Have this rolled tanker truck at 55th and Belmont. It was leaking fuel. Hazmat and emergency crews are on scene. The road shut down in the area, so probably a good idea to avoid that stretch. And we're still pretty quiet. We're starting to pick up now on Highway 93, the diagonal on Foothills Parkway. I-25 getting busy coming out of Thornton Northbound into downtown. I-70, 225, and the Turnpike, they all seem to be moving along fine. Well, not I-70 because we have a couple.
Hey, guys. Don't be alarmed. Blondie's Firehouse. Same bar, different location. Now on South Inca in Inglewood. Still offers karaoke nights, awesome bands, trivia, and great food. With all this fun, you're sure to have a three-alarm time.
BlondiesFirehouse.com. 720-963-8408.
Everyone on Xantrex 3. The number one diet pill in America is available at stores nationwide. Xantrex 3.
You dance very, very well for a white guy.
You know what I mean?
Dancing circles around conservatives.
Can't you just feel it?
Ed Schultz.
I'm shoveling right now behind the microphone.
The Ed Schultz Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
I feel good.
In the competitive world of dating, you can always use a little help. That's why Match.com is now working with
the one, the only Dr. Phil!
At Match.com, we've got the right people, and Dr. Phil's got the right insight. It's a great way to the right relationship.
You want to be a winner in love, you want to be a winner in relationships, then do what it takes.
Match.com will show you who. Dr. Phil will show you how. Visit Match.com, the number one site for love.
8:33, 27 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Hey, if you're a homeowner, and if you have an adjustable rate mortgage, you might be taking risks with your family's biggest investment. Here comes the Mortgage Store with a great new low rate for you. The Mortgage Store is offering for a limited time only 4.99%. That's 4.99% for a 15-year fixed rate. Call the Mortgage Store right now, 303-423-7171. And if you act quickly and you call now, you can defer your next house payment. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 because the Federal Reserve has raised the rates in the past months, and the minimum payments on your credit cards have doubled. And you need to consolidate your high-interest credit cards and take advantage of this special 4.99% 15-year fixed-rate mortgage offered only by the Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171. The Mortgage Store is a direct lender, so you're guaranteed the best pricing and the best service. Even if you have had some credit problems in the past, you can still get a great fixed-rate mortgage. They can save you money on your home loan and get rid of those high interest rate credit cards. Call the Mortgage Store now at 303-423-7171. As a direct lender, the Mortgage Store offers the best rates with no unnecessary fees. There's no application fee and now no out-of-pocket closing costs. They're open evenings till 8 and Saturdays too. It's fast, it's easy, and the interest on your home loan may be tax deductible. The interest on your credit cards is not. The loan consultants at the Mortgage Store are dedicated professionals who will work with you every step of the way through the home loan process. It's important for you to work this out. So call the Mortgage Store. Be sure to ask about their 6 months no payment option. Don't put this off. Call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money. Call now, 303-423-7171. Let me give you the number again, 303-423-7171.
February, not usually the high point of the year. But you can make it a month to remember by taking the first step towards losing those pounds. Just step into a Weight Watchers meeting. You'll see why a study published in the Journal of the AMA shows that people who attend Weight Watchers meetings lose 3 times more weight than those who go it alone. Go to the meeting finder at WeightWatchers.com. There are even special savings if you start now. Weight Watchers, watch yourself change.
May I help you?
Yeah, it's this cold. My sinuses feel like they're going to explode.
Sudafed P.E.
My allergies have my sinuses all stuffed up.
Sudafed P.E.
Tell the man what's wrong.
My sinuses. Sudafed P.E.
Sinus misery? The answer is Sudafed P.E. Maximum strength relief of even your worst sinus symptoms without a prescription.
This congestion.
Sudafed P.E.
Sudafed P.E. Maximum strength sinus relief.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, too. Haven't said anything about that, have I? Yeah, it is. It's Valentine's Day. On the hour of no power, 6:36, 23 minutes in front of 7 o'clock, or 36 minutes past the hour. I'm not sure if it's 23, and it's 24. All right, I knew I was close there. Look for the high today to get up to 53 under partly sunny skies. Let's go to the phones. We're going to talk to Cecilia Wexler. She is a vice president of advocacy at Common Cause. We're going to talk about something that affects all of us, and it's called the Internet. Cecilia, good morning, and welcome to AM 760. Cecilia, I'm sorry. Good morning, Cecilia.
Good morning.
All right, let's talk about a little bit about what's going on with the Internet. And first of all, the Senate has been holding these meetings on what's called net neutrality. Explain what net neutrality is.
Yes. It's a terrible phrase, but it essentially means that it's the right of everyone who uses the Internet, who has access to the Internet, to access any lawful content or application on the Internet. So we're basically talking about an open access to the Internet.
Okay. And these hearings about this open access to the Internet, what is this all about? I mean, because essentially, according to this article that I wrote, that I read, there are two. There are the telephone companies, there are the cable companies, there are conservative academics who urge the government to get out of the way to encourage the growth of the high-speed Internet networks. There are all kinds of people involved in this, and they have all kinds of objections. There's the Internet evangelists and innovators. Kind of cover some of this for us.
Sure. First of all, let me explain to you that, unfortunately, the Senate isn't having a long or lengthy conversation on net neutrality. They did have one hearing on it. Hopefully they will have more. But that's one of the problems, because a lot of the senators are not completely understanding of what this is about. You basically have two camps out there, and you have the people, the telephone companies and the cable companies especially, really want to be able to make a lot of money out of selling people access to the Internet. Now, they already make money by offering you and me the chance to get on the Internet by using their pipes.
Right.
So you pay. You're a subscriber. I'm a subscriber. We all pay money to the telephone companies to do that, or to the cable companies to do that, because those are the two main ways people get onto the Internet. But the telephone companies and the cable companies don't think that that's enough. They want to be able also to charge the content providers. The head of AT&T recently said that he thought it was awful that, you know, Google got to use his pipes for free. Not sort of ignoring the fact, A, that we're paying for access. He's already getting money for all the subscribers.
Right.
And, B, that the reason we want access is to get to Google. So,
not to interrupt you, but wouldn't that be, I mean, what he's talking about, be tantamount to double dipping?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's like, you know, I mean, but they're very serious about this. They are very serious about this. And what they throw is the red, you know, flag is, well, you know, you can't expect us to invest in infrastructure if we don't have this extra revenue coming in. We have to recoup our investment. You know, nobody's getting poorer buying AT&T stock right now. And I don't think that that's going to change. And if they can't figure out a business plan that will make money for them, by selling us access to the internet, then maybe they should go into a different line of business.
Yeah, you know what? I agree. You know what this strikes me as being? It strikes me as being, for instance, that in your local town, you drive on the street to go to whatever business it is you want to go to, you know, to come to the studios of AM 760. Well, it would be like them charging you to use the road and then you get charged again to use, the businesses at AM 760. So it would be, you would get nicked twice in that case instead of where it is currently now. You get charged for the most part, you know, to get on the internet, and then if you want to pay on the other end for certain goods and services that are out there, it's your choice to do it or not.
Exactly. And, you know, the other problem is one of the people at the hearing said, you know, right now you've got the way the phone company works. If you want to call Sears, they're not going to connect you to Macy's. But if, for example, these telephone companies get into kind of partnerships and are selling products as well, if you want to see a movie and it's they have an ownership slice of the movie content, it may be easy for you to see that movie and hard for you to see a Warner Brothers movie that they don't own the content to. So, I mean, it gets worse. They may indeed make it hard for us to get to some content and easier to get to the content that they own in part or full.
Why can't they leave well enough alone? This is my question. I mean, why can't they just leave well enough alone? And I think it's fair. I think most of us would agree, Celia, that it would be fair to talk about paying money to get access to the internet, but then having to get stung two or three times is ridiculous.
No, it is, and unfortunately, a lot of the blame goes to the Federal Communications Commission, because a few years ago, the Federal Communications Commission basically changed the way they looked
right
at the internet, and as a consequence, the protections that used to have, because the internet was sort of considered in the same way you considered the phone, our phone service, because of those protections were lost, we really are in a situation where Congress has to act. Because there's really nothing in statute or regulation that now prevents these guys from doing this kind of exploitative stuff, which indeed would also, you know, stymie innovation. Google started, I think, out of a garage, and the reason it was able to become a multi-billion-dollar company is because it could say, hey, to people, hey, we have this incredible search engine, try it, we're on the internet, go to us, and no, there were no obstacles in their way. But there won't be any new in Googles or Yahoos or any other, or Vonages for that matter, if we stop innovation and we put these barriers up.
Yeah, you know, that's very, very true. And talking about the FCC, oh boy, don't get me started about the FCC, which is supposed to be an organization that's supposed to act in your interest and in my interest and in the interest of the people of this country, but frequently never does. And it's pretty much been emasculated to the point that it doesn't really have much control in a lot of cases.
Yeah, that's true. But the times when it does have control, it really shouldn't give it up. You know?
No, I agree. But industry and government, there are those in government and in industry that are beating on it all the time, trying to get it to give more.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That, you know, the telephone, one telephone company on the Hill has 200 lobbyists right now. That's what we've heard. You know, that's a huge amount of lobbying power, even for Washington. So the guys that want to control the internet, that sort of deny you some of your rights, are very powerful. But we have weapons too, and our weapon are the public. And people can go to our website, www.commoncauseoneword.org, see what we have on the internet and get involved and sign up to be email activists. And a couple of weeks ago, we did an email action where we sent the heads of these major companies little notes. We asked people to send them notes, hands off my internet, and 56,000 folks responded. So we do have that power, people power, and that can make a difference. It can also make a difference in Congress. If your member of Congress, if your senator knows that net neutrality you care about, that you care about the internet, that's going to make a difference in the end.
Yeah, Alaskan Senator Ted Stevens is quoted in this article as calling net neutrality one of the most important issues out there. And,
yes.
And I assume that you guys plan more actions.
Absolutely.
Yeah, around this topic. So all people have to do is just basically go to your website, commoncause.org, and sign up to get involved.
Right, and remember to include the three W's, because for some reason it doesn't work if you don't.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah.
It's very strange.
Well, we're so used to saying, you know, commoncause.org, am760.net, and not putting the www in there. And we'll remember this time that it's www.commoncause.org, and we need to band together to save the internet. I mean, do you think my position here is unreasonable? That I don't think it's wrong for somebody to charge you access, i.e., you know, a way to get on the net.
No,
then having to go, like, if you want to use Google, and then if you want to go use whatever, and then get charged again or have this kind of stuff tacked on is really unreasonable.
No, it is unreasonable. I mean, no one has ever complained about the notion that you pay for access to the internet. There is infrastructure involved. We understand that. We live in a capitalist society. That's fair. But what they're talking about is not fair, and it really, in the end, will backfire even against them. Because the reason we love the internet is that we can go anywhere. We have that freedom, and that's what we love. We love and also democracy. You know, it's about people talking to one another.
Yeah, that's right.
And accessing sites such as ours. And our democracy is much richer. Our political process is much richer because there is our websites, there's bloggers, there's a whole freewheeling conversation going on. There's email. We all use this to talk to one another. It's not an entertainment medium per se. It's not a passive. It's active, and it's important.
Yeah, see, I see it as being the totally whole new organizational tool, the whole new political action tool.
Absolutely.
For the year 2006 and beyond, because so many people can band together at so short amount of notice and apply so much pressure. And there are people out there who have yet to get this idea, and that's why protecting this thing is so precious, because it's going to become even bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Yeah, I agree with you totally, and it's very important that this kind of could be the heart of our democracy,
right,
does not go away.
Yeah, you know what? Exactly. Celia, thank you. Thank you for getting up this morning and being on the program.
You're welcome, and I always am at work this time, so it was okay.
Okay, we'll remember that and call you back.
Okay.
Thanks, Celia.
Thank you.
All right, there's Celia Wexler, Vice President of Advocacy at Common Cause. Go to www.commoncause.org. She's talking about it, I'm talking about it. This gets back into a topic that I had, you know, we were into last week about this, that as technology advances, that as things become more advanced, that the internet, you know, that there are already organizations like Media Matters for America, which we'll have them on after 9 o'clock with Jameson Fosier, who use the internet to advance political agendas and to use the internet to achieve balance in the media on the talking head shows and the news reporting, and that this is the wave of the future, banding together on the internet, because it's a way for you and I and for everybody else to get together at a moment's notice and flood any entity with emails letting them know exactly how we feel. And if you don't think the right wing is enough to this, then you know what? You better wake up, because they've been doing it for a long time now. They started out doing it in snail mail, and now they've moved to the internet. And we got to get internet savvy, and we got to protect our terrain, and we got to protect our...
Did you hear that? Your customers did. To find out more about advertising, call Sean Doherty at 303-713-8318 or click on the advertisement tab in your media player.
Savannah, I've got my I-270 now loaded up for my I-76. That's because of a variable message board. People are slowing down to read it. It's sitting just before Vasquez. Now, I-25, seeing the usual delays coming out of Thornton Northland, slow from 104th right into downtown, and now we're stacking up in both directions through T-Rex and southbound 225. Starting to see a slow go for you if you're headed down towards the tech center. Now around town, crews are still working to clear a rolled tanker truck at 55th and Belmont. Highway 93 and the Diagonal are loaded up, and the Turnpike slows eastbound from Federal to Pecos. On to the forecast, going to see partly clouds today, maybe an afternoon snow shower. Highs in the 50s, though, right now are at 33 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Nothing makes or breaks a day like a good breakfast. Stop at McDonald's for a delicious McGriddle sandwich with your choice of bacon or sausage.
Do you have a home improvement project? Any home improvement project, but don't know who to call? Call Best in Class. Best in Class is a co-op network of some of Denver's premier contractors whose work is guaranteed. House paint, deck remodel, plumber, clean the carpets, whatever the job. Call Best in Class and rest easy, because the work is guaranteed and insured. Best in Class will take the guesswork out of your next home project. Call right now, 303-660-9669. That's 660-9669, or go to callbestinclass.com.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is in a free software package from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free software showing you how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-330-1157. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-330-1157. 1-800-330-1157.
Buying experience what it should be. And they have the largest selection of clean late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. You can find virtually everything you want on Rocky's lot. We're talking Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. Plus, great people working there, like my friend the Alshear brothers, Tom and Marv, good people. And Spanky, he's a great guy. You know, I don't even know his real name. I just know him by his nickname. And Fred Labrato, who works out there, good folks. And Colby and Isaac Harris and Roger and just all of the people who work out there are just real. Donnie, they're just real, real, real good people. Mary and I have become close friends with the folks at Rockies. And that's happened because over the years we have bought cars from them, have had great success, and have just gotten to know them. And that's why I'm comfortable getting on here four and five times a day talking about Rockies Autos. Every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And Rockies has been family-owned and operated since 1982, getting ready to go on their 25th year of business. Rockies Autos open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Check them out on the internet right now at RockiesAutos.com. See that inventory. See their business philosophy. RockiesAutos.com, or get down and see them in person, located corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south the Boulder Turnpike. I'll see you there on Friday.
Refinance at LendingTree and get up to four real loan offers in minutes. Not good enough? Okay, now you can get up to four customized offers in minutes just by calling 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com. See website or call for details and licensing.
Courtesy of Sean Healy, Keller Williams Preferred Realty.
Are you thinking about selling your home? If so, you can now find out what your home is worth online by going to DenverHomePrice.com. At DenverHomePrice.com, you'll receive information on what comparable homes have sold for in your neighborhood, which homes are currently listed, how long they've been for sale, and their prices. Based on this information, you'll have an idea of what your home is worth. This confidential analysis from DenverHomePrice.com is absolutely free. Visit DenverHomePrice.com. That's DenverHomePrice.com.
Southwest Airlines is spreading its wings, announcing new nonstop service from Denver to Baltimore, Washington, BWI, and Salt Lake City starting March 4th. Get busy planning your trip at southwest.com today.
You are now free to move about the country.
Live, local, and left. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 6:53, 53 minutes past the hour. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin with you. High at 53, partly sunny skies. Thanks for putting up with me again for yet another morning. There are two topics and I know you want to talk about Cheney's quail hunting accident. We did that during the first hour. Enough is enough on the quail hunting thing, okay? But there are two stories out there this morning. Well, there are numerous stories out there, but there are two stories out there that I really want to get. I want to talk about. I'm just not sure which one to do first here. And both of these I can't get in the two times that I've tried to do them in the last 2 weeks. I can't get any kind of a consensus out of you about where you stand or about how you feel. I get what seems like opinions from all over the place. And some of these topics have just spawned heated email that I have gotten from people. And maybe part of that's my problem. Maybe part of it's the problem that I don't fully explain myself, or that I don't say, well, you know, I'm not really sure what to do about this. And the topics are Iran, which keeps coming up. There's a new poll out the CNN Gallup poll, Bush's approval rating dropped to 39%. Americans are nervous about the prospect of a nuclear-armed Iran, but also worry about the ability of the United States and the United Nations to deal with the situation. Now, this poll was released yesterday, Monday. Despite all of Bush's going around and all of the speeches on national security, all of the speeches on the NSA, all of the other stuff, you know what? It doesn't do him any good. It doesn't help. As a matter of fact, it seems to hurt him. Iran says it is developing a nuclear program to provide energy. The United States, France, England, Germany suspect that Iran aims to develop nuclear weapons. Last month, Iran removed UN monitoring seals from its equipment and said it was beginning nuclear research. The UN nuclear watchdog, the International Atomic Energy Agency, voted February the 4th to report Iran to the Security Council for possible sanctions. Iran ended its cooperation with the agency and said it would commence uranium enrichment and halt snap inspections while still leaving open the possibility of future negotiations. The 1,000 adults who responded to the telephone poll taken Thursday through Sunday said they fear the Bush administration will be too quick to use military force if diplomacy fails, and at the same time are concerned that the administration won't do enough to keep Iran from developing nuclear weapons. Most respondents saw a high chance that if Iran were to develop nuclear weapons, it would use them against the United States and its ally Israel. 59% thought Iran would use nuclear weapons against the United States, and 80% thought the Iranians would hand them over to terrorists to use against the United States. More thought Iran would use the weapons against Israel, that's 77%, and about as many, 81%, thought Iran would give them to terrorists who wanted to use them against Israel. 68% of respondents called for economic and diplomatic action to keep Iran away from atomic weapons, while only 9% called for military action. Even if diplomacy were to fail, only 36% of those responded to the survey thought the military action would be called for, while 45% said it would not. Respondents also put little faith in the United Nations, with 51% saying they would not be confident that the international community could handle Iran. More than 69% say they were concerned that the Bush administration would be too quick to use military force, yet 67% were also concerned the United States wouldn't do enough to keep Iran from developing nuclear weapons. The respondents' concerns were echoed in President Bush's overall approval rating, which dropped to 39%. That's down from 42% in a poll taken February 6th through the 9th. 56% of the respondents said they disapproved of the way the president is handling his job. Boy, how would you like to be a Republican running for Congress? Wouldn't that make you a little nervous? Try to tie your wagon to Bush's wagon? That'd make me nervous. Gee, Marilyn Musgrave, Tom Tancredo. How do you guys feel about aligning yourselves with Bush? The margin of error in this poll is minus three percentage points. The thing I can't get out of you, the thing I could, either was because of poor participation or misguided messages or maybe I didn't handle it correctly, is your feelings about this whole situation with Iran. Are you nervous about it? That you know, that'd be the number one question. And number two, how do you think we ought to handle this? A couple of people sent me emails saying, well, you know, you sound like George W. Bush. You sound like you're advocating military action towards Iran. And I'm not advocating military action towards Iran. There's no way, shape, or form that I would ever advocate any kind of military action towards Iran. Because I don't think that's the answer to the problem. But I'd like to get a consensus out of you what you think the answer is. So, I'm going to attempt to reopen this up again and talk about it between the 7 and 8 o'clock hour, and let's see if you want to rise to the occasion at 303-713-7600, and we'll see what you have to say about it. That's coming up here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
People, become part of the $4.9 trillion travel industry. Save up to 85% off your vacation travels for the rest of your life. Call Gene, 800-719-4223 to find out how. You could earn up to $250,000 potentially in your first year and live a lifestyle beyond your wildest dreams. Find out how you could earn over $19,000 in your first month with this proven system. Call Gene now, 800-719-4223.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will.
Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Log on to Hotwire.com today. A 4-star hotel in Cherry Creek from just $87 a night. Hotels on Hotwire.com disclosed only after booking. All bookings are final. Details on site.
AM 760.
Jay Marvin.
Al Franken.
Ed Schultz.
Randy Rhodes.
The Majority Report.
And Mike Malloy.
Your progressive station.
KKZN. 410 Denver Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedefani. For some people, Hurricane Katrina has been a golden opportunity to pick Uncle Sam's pocket. CBS's Peter Mayer is live with some of the worst examples.
Frank, this is a story that will likely rub taxpayers and congressional watchdogs the wrong way. An audit reveals scattered stories of Katrina aid applicants using government-issued emergency debit cards for massages, nude dancing, tattoos, and jewelry. The Government Accountability Office found up to 900,000 applicants used false personal information for those debit cards. The report also shows that up to 10,000 mobile homes meant for storm victims are still empty. Live in Washington, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Overseas, at least two people have been killed in Pakistan's most violent Prophet Muhammad cartoon protest to date. Thousands of demonstrators attacked McDonald's and other Western businesses in the city of Lahore and a diplomatic district in Islamabad. It's a big joke for comedians like David Letterman.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen. We have finally located weapons of mass destruction. It's Dick Cheney.
But the vice president's hunting accident has made an open season on the White House, which didn't mention it publicly for almost a day. A big mistake, says political science professor Larry Sabato.
Whether Cheney directly ordered it or not, this decision was a reflection of the way Dick Cheney has run his vice presidency.
On America's college campuses, many are calling, but fewer are being chosen. Live to CBS's Dan Revive.
Admissions officers say the number of applications is up.
Top colleges are becoming harder and harder to get into.
Says Frank Mofidi, expecting the two community colleges he works for in California will get more students who are turned down elsewhere. Kathy Leukitz has a daughter who's a high school senior. They heard University of Illinois officials say if you're not in the top 10% of your class,
don't even bother applying because you won't get in.
USA Today reports many colleges saw a surge in early admissions applications last fall, so a lower percentage got an early yes. Reporting live, Dan Revive, CBS News.
At the Winter Games, an American has taken the lead in the men's alpine combined skiing event. CBS's Steve Futterman has the latest.
After the first portion of the alpine combined, Bodie Miller leads the field. Miller was the fastest in the downhill portion of the event. The second fastest skier is more than 0.3 seconds behind. Later today, there will be two slalom runs. They will then add up all the times to determine the winner. Miller won the silver in this event 4 years ago in Salt Lake City.
Downhill skier Lindsay Kildow, shaken up in a nasty spill yesterday, is out of the hospital. Her coach says she'll try to start her race tomorrow. The Los Angeles coroner's report calls the death last month of actor Chris Penner accident. The report says Penn died from an enlarged heart and from mixing several prescription drugs, including a cough syrup with codeine. Consumers armed with holiday gift cash went on a shopping binge in January, giving retail sales a 2.3% boost, best showing in 20 months. S&P futures are up 2 points. This is CBS News.
Martin, what's with the long blonde wig and the sword?
I am not Martin. I am Manuelo, the Spanish knight, and you are my chambermaid.
Have you been drinking?
I shiver with longing to bathe in your warmth. That's why I come bearing this gift.
A diamond right-hand ring for Valentine's Day?
Yes, my smoldering little maid. It was made for you.
Oh, Manuelo.
Anyone can be a romantic hero this Valentine's Day. Give her a diamond right-hand ring that shows you know who she really is. Go to adiamondisforever.com/valentine and find the perfect style for her.
Honey?
Yeah?
Can you keep the kids busy? I'm doing our taxes.
Oh, that's right. We're using TurboTax this year.
Mm-hmm. And it's so easy. TurboTax asks these simple questions, and it automatically fills in all the right forms.
Really?
Uh-huh. TurboTax also checks for errors, and calculations are guaranteed accurate.
Well, what about deductions?
Found ones I didn't even think of.
Like those little tax deductions jumping on the sofa?
What?
The kids.
No, I remembered them.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right. Learn more at TurboTax.com or visit a retailer near you.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
We are dealing with a couple issues this morning. Westbound I-70 seen a slow go from 225. That's because of a crash off to the shoulder just past Havana. Now, eastbound I-270 also loaded up from I-76 because of a variable message board that people are slowing down to read. That's it in just before Vasquez. And I-25 loaded up southbound as you come out of Thornton Northland into downtown. Now we're sluggish in both directions through T-Rex and southbound 225. Logo for your ride into the tech center. Now around town, we still have crews working to clear this rolled tanker truck at 55th and Belmont right there near the post office. That is shut down. Highway 93, the diagonal, they're busy, and the turnpike flows eastbound from Federal over towards Pecos. And check it out.
When I say Morrison, what do you think of?
The rock star?
Guess again.
Town by Red Rocks.
Well, I was thinking Morrison Homes.
Why Morrison?
Because they have, like, these really workable floor plans and more features like three-car garages and gourmet kitchens.
Morrison Homes gives testimony to more. More amenities, more choices, more value, period. All with a 2-year blanket home warranty, which is definitely more. Morrison Homes have immediate move-in homes with incentives up to $40,000. For information and directions, go to morrisonhomes.com.
The Everyday Routine. Each Wednesday through March, AM 760 and Einstein Brothers will be bringing One Lucky Workplace breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Nosh away on a bagel and a schmear when AM 760 shows up at your office
with breakfast for 20. For more information on how to put a break in your daily routine, log on to am760.net. am760.net.
Here you go.
To 4 real loan offers in minutes. Not good enough? Okay, now you can get up to 4 customized offers in minutes just by calling 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete to win at LendingTree.com. See website or call for details and licensing.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
All right. To quote Dick Cheney, let's lock and load and jam up those lines at 303-713-7600. Let's have a discussion here about Iran. Iran has resumed armed, small scale, enrichment of uranium. A senior Iranian nuclear negotiator said on Tuesday, showing the country is determined to proceed with its atomic development despite international moves to restrict it. The world has long sought to stop Iran from enriching uranium, fearing that the process would bring to it the threshold of possessing nuclear bombs. On February 4th, the International Atomic Energy Agency reported Iran to the U.N. Security Council and simultaneously called on its government to suspend all enrichment-related activities. This is the final discussion until the next time on this program on how to handle the Iranians, because I couldn't get any consensus the last time we tried this. 303-713-7600, high today 53, partly sunny tomorrow, snow in the forecast. And there is a Gallup poll, CNN Gallup poll out, that says the Bush's approval rating has dropped to 39%. A lot of this has to do with Iran and that people are nervous about Iran's nuclear capabilities and what to do about it, although overwhelmingly, of those adults in this poll, the majority of them do not favor going after Iran. And I don't favor going after Iran either. But how do you curb their nuclear appetite? How do you curb their nuclear activities? And here's a question I think we all have to ask ourselves. Do we view Iran as being a definite threat to the United States of America? Notice how I didn't throw in here to a threat to the region. Because, good God, you know what? You throw in the term threat to the region, and then you sound like the Bush administration, don't you? I mean, don't you sound like the Bush administration? Well, it's destabilizing the region. I don't even want to use that terminology. 59% of the people in this poll thought that Iran would use nuclear weapons against the United States. 80% thought the Iranians would hand them over to terrorists to be used against the United States. 68% of the respondents called for economic and diplomatic action to keep Iran away from atomic weapons, while only 9% called for military action. Is there anybody out there who believes in military action? And you know, even if you did believe in military action, how the hell could we pull that off, being bogged down in Iraq? How would that work? 69% they were concerned that the Bush administration would be too quick to use military force, yet 67% were also concerned the United States wouldn't do enough to keep Iran from developing nuclear weapons. Well, how can we stop them? And it gets into something we were talking about yesterday on this subject, about how do you go to one country and say, okay, you know what, you can have a nuclear weapon. You go to another one and go, you can't have one, but you can have one. You're trustworthy, you're not trustworthy. I mean, we are not going to turn around and we are not going to say to the Israelis, well, you should surrender your nuclear weapons. We are not going to turn around. We are not going to say to the Indians or the Pakistanis that you should surrender your nuclear weapons, that the Middle East should be a nuclear-free zone. We're not going to do that.
And if you're sitting in Iran, don't you get the feeling, if you're in Tehran, don't you get the feeling of like, well, wait a minute, the United States is picking on us, they're singling us out. Because they're allowing all these other countries to have it, yet you know something? They won't let us have it. Why are they down on our case, in our case specifically? Is it because the leadership of Tehran has made, irrational statements? Which I brought up yesterday about the Holocaust never happening and about how Israel should be moved to Europe. I mean, their president, this Ahmadinejad, if that's how you pronounce his name, I mean, he doesn't seem to be the most mentally stable guy on the planet. But, you know, saber-rattling is one thing and then actions are another. There has got to be, we have got to straighten out this whole situation in the Middle East. And what the key to straightening that situation out is, I'm not exactly sure. I mean, I suspect that it somehow leads, the road leads between the Israelis and the Palestinians. And that somehow we have got to figure out a way to get out of Iraq. This is another problem. Look at the British video that is out now. Even though it's 2 years old, look at the British video that was all over the TV screens last night, where the cameraman is all but egging on the soldiers that are beating those boys. That stuff gets out. How would you feel if you were Iraqi? How would you feel if you were Iranian? How would you feel if you were Palestinian? How would you feel if you were Syrian? How would you feel if you were Egyptian? How do you feel just as a human being seeing that stuff? There are reports on the wire that we have taken detainees in the quote-unquote war on terror, and we have interrogated them in cargo containers in the backs of cargo planes as we flew these guys around the globe, and they never were in a court of law. We don't know whether they were terrorists or they were not terrorists. There is terrible human rights reports about Guantanamo. This stuff leaks back to the Arab world. This stuff gets out, and it makes us look bad. So if we could all kind of play a game of walk a mile in another person's shoes for a second, how would you feel if you're sitting in Tehran and you know this stuff is going on? Here's something else. How much would you trust this administration not to attack you? If you were sitting in Tehran right now, how much would you trust this administration if they said, listen, you know what, we're not going to attack you. We don't want a war with you, but we want you to cease all nuclear enrichment. What would be the believability level of that? Would you believe this administration if they told you that? Would you believe anything that they were to tell you, seeing what's going on? Seeing how many times this administration simply has not told the truth about things? That we've even violated our own standards in the so-called war on terror. All right, one line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Patrick in Denver. Patrick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Patrick.
As far as Iran goes, the thing that I'm really uncomfortable with is, I watched the lead up to the Iraq War, and the fact that Republicans seemed so determined to have the vote happen before the 2002 elections. And basically, it was pretty obvious to me that vote was so that they could then paint Democrats as weak on national defense if they voted against the war resolution.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's amazing because I'm seeing the same saber rattling and the same sort of hyping the danger level, and we've got another election coming up. And my prediction is there's going to be some kind of vote forced in the Congress just before the elections that Democrats have a choice of either voting for the more, national defense-focused, rah-rah, let's go to war kind of thing, or voting against it. And then they're going to use that during the elections to paint Democrats as weak on national defense. So it's really a kind of a situation of fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. If we fall for it again.
Yeah, the point you're bringing up is really a good one, these points you're bringing up. So how would you handle it? Let me phrase it in a bigger way. How would you have those of us as Democrats, how would you have us react to that?
I would say that we need to resurrect the chant of the Clinton era, but change one word: no war for re-election. Instead of Monica, re-election, because that's essentially what they're doing. They're wagging the dog. They're saying, in order to get re-elected, we need to rattle our sabers and either threaten or actually vote on a war. And essentially what we need to say is they're willing to kill to get re-elected. It's harsh, but that's what it comes down to. I mean, that's what happened with Iraq. They were willing to start a war to get reelected.
I wonder if this 39% poll rating shows in any way, shape, or form that the American public maybe is starting to get hip to this.
Well,
starting to figure, you know what, you're not going to sucker us into this game again.
I hope that that's true. I really do. Because I don't assume that the vast majority of Americans are stupid, but at the same time, you know, when you've got Fox News basically promoting this point of view and pillorying Democrats as being weak on defense, you know, they've got a big propaganda machine. And,
yeah, they do have a big one, but bear in mind, we're building ours, too.
Yeah, yeah, and the fact that you're out here and you're the voice in Colorado for this kind of stuff is really great. And I actually wanted to diverge for a little bit and respond to Doug about the whole slashing tires thing.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know, it's a typical Republican response to property, to say that property damage is more important than life. And when Katrina happened, you know, and they were talking about shooting looters, how wrong is that to say that a color television is more important than a person's life?
Well, you know what he was doing. Here's what he was doing. Put yourself in his position. He's driving down the road. He tunes the radio station on. He hears about the Cheney quail hunting incident. He hears about Katrina. He hears about Iran. He hears about the wiretapping. He hears about all of these things that are going on. He hears about Abramoff. What he basically sees is he sees an administration that is inept, that can't get anything done, that has bungled virtually everything that they've tried to enact, that they've tried to make happen, that they can't operate the machinery of government. They can't turn the wheels, because people who don't believe in government can't then turn around and operate it properly. So he gets overloaded and besieged. So he decides, he finds some little incident out of a Milwaukee newspaper. Who knows if that incident is true or not? Because I'm past the days now where I challenge people on that kind of stuff, and maybe I should go back to it. And he starts screaming at me, how much time do you think they'll get to answer the question? And where I blew that was, I should have turned to him and I should have said, well, look, I don't know how much time they'll get. Maybe 5, 6, 7 years, maybe 3 years. Maybe they'll get 125 hours, you know, hard labor or community service or whatever it is. But, Doug, let me ask you this, man. What point does that prove?
Yeah.
That's what I should have done. And I should have said, if you wanted to talk about scandals, and I did kind of, I said, if you want to talk about scandals, look at the Ohio coin scandal, the Republican fundraising coin scandal. We're talking 75 years this guy could get on each count. So that was just a call that, you know what, that I just didn't handle very well. Patrick, thank you, man. I got to run. I'm out of time.
Great.
I appreciate it. Have a good day.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
One line open at 303-713-7600. All right, your foreign policy hotline is available at 303-713-7600. How do we defuse this Iranian situation? I just can't believe there's anybody out there that would side with the administration that would think that we should, you know, saber rattle towards the Iranians and then eventually go into Tehran. And when you look at this poll conducted by CNN Gallup, you look at the CNN Gallup poll by a wide margin. People do not believe that we should go into it.
Want to intrigue your partner's interest? Make it a Valentine's surprise with jewelry from Intrigue Jewelers. See a large variety of affordable colored stones and diamonds at Intrigue Jewelers, including 1-carat color diamonds from $1,999. Don't get her something every one of her friends has. Color diamonds are very unique, just like your lady. See their Valentine Heartstoppers catalog at IntrigueJewelersCo.com. Then visit Intrigue Jewelers, formerly Ireland Jewelers, located at the southwest corner of Kipling and Bellevue in the Governor's Plaza Shopping Center.
So it's adding to your jams back to 104th. Once you get by the crash, stay slow in both directions through downtown and T-Rex. And stop on 225. We're looking at brake lights for the ride into the tech center. Now, around town, crews are still dealing with this rolled tanker truck at 55th and Belmont. Turnpike seeing a slow go eastbound from Federal over towards Pecos. On to the forecast. Going to see partly sunny skies today. Highs in the 50s. We're at 33 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At Johnson Auto Plaza in Brighton, get a sweetheart of a deal for your honey. Right now, choose from a special allocation of loaded 05 program Stratus and Sebrings from just $99.95. These are low-mileage beauties still under factory warranty. For info, call 303-654-1940. Experience the Johnson advantage.
Ambassador Joseph Wilson will be the keynote speaker at the Larimer County Democrats Dinner on March 18th. And AM 760 is giving you the chance to sit at the ambassador's table for the evening. Go to the events page at am760.net and place your bids to win these exclusive seats. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for you to be part of history unfolding. And all the details are online at am760.net. From the Larimer County Democrats and Progressive Talk, AM 760.
You go online searching for the best deal on hotel rooms, and there's always this nagging feeling that there's a better deal out there. We get it. We're Hotwire.com, and we guarantee the lowest prices on 3- and 4-star hotels. How do we do it? Hotwire.com has exclusive deals with 3- and 4-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site. Guaranteed. Like 4 stars in Chicago, Travelocity price $169, Hotwire.com price just $88. Or 4 stars in San Francisco, Orbitz price $205, Hotwire.com price just $113. So trade in that nagging feeling that you could have gotten a better deal and log on to Hotwire.com. Because at Hotwire.com, we think you should have your pillow mint and eat it too. Hotwire.com. 4-star luxury, 2-star prices. Log on to Hotwire.com today and get a 4-star hotel in Cherry Creek from just $87 a night. Hotels on Hotwire.com disclosed only after booking. All bookings are final. Details on site.
I have an invention, but I don't know what to do next.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp has inventors' information for you. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-900-0140. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-900-0140. That's 1-800-900-0140.
Homeowners, if you want to spend less on your bills, spend a few minutes on the phone with Quicken Loans at 800-720-4833. You can cut your mortgage payment up to 35% and save more of your money in 2006. Call Quicken Loans now to cut your mortgage payment up to 35%. 800-720-4833. Call now while rates are low. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. That's Quicken Loans. 800-720-4833.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 722, 22 minutes after 7, high today 53, partly sunny skies, snow coming in tomorrow. Jay Marvin here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. You know what is not cool? Let me tell you what's not cool. I ordered the new Roseanne Cash CD, Black Cadillac. It's supposed to be fabulous, and I'm a big Roseanne Cash fan. Saw her here in Denver once. Thing comes today, the jewel case comes, the jewel case is cracked. Not nice, not cool. Okay, here's something else I want to add about the Iran situation. How about this? And I may sound like an idiot, and that's okay because I've sounded like an idiot before. But you know something? How about this idea? What would keep President George W. Bush from picking the phone up and calling the president of Iran and saying, you know what, we need to work this out? Not one of these deals of like, well, my people will get with your people and your people get with my people, but how about we get together? How about we get together, we sit down, we talk about this, we try to figure out how to defuse this situation? Rather than having all of this tension build. What's wrong with that idea? Don't you ever do that when it comes to people? Or am I being too simplistic? Okay, you know what? All of the college and university graduates and all the poli-sci freaks can now call up and you can shoot that one down too. Okay? Let's go to Josh in Arvada. Josh, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Josh.
Well, I had a couple things, but first of all, I don't see Iran attacking us. I'm in no means advocating using nuclear weapons, but you'd really have to be pretty stupid to send a nuclear weapon to the U.S. when we have all those nuclear submarines out there from the Cold War that we haven't gotten rid of.
Yeah, but suppose this guy's operating on the premise that, that's your best way to find heaven is to take down Satan.
Well, you know, he's still a politician, and politicians are still about power, and even if they use the religious terms, I don't see the mullahs in Iran as being much different than the Pat Robertsons here who are willing to say a lot of stuff to get public support, but, you know, really are money grubbers and power mongers. But, you know, the other thing is we're actually pushing them to develop nuclear weapons as fast as we can, because what we've done is we've said, you know, we see North Korea and they have nuclear weapons and we're scared and we're not going to do anything, but if you don't have nuclear weapons, we have no problem invading you. So we've shown ourselves to be a bunch of cowards in a political sense, and that we're not willing to deal with the problem if somebody does have nuclear weapons. But in the case of Iraq, you know, if you've got a wiped out military anyway, we'll come take you over. So we're telling everybody out there who's close, you better finish up quick.
Yeah, well, you know, that's a very good case you're making here. If you're sitting in Tehran's place, and you look at North Korea and you say the Americans won't go near North Korea, well, maybe it's a way to keep them from coming near us, is by doing the same thing. I was always under the impression that the reason we would never go after North Korea is because the South Koreans wouldn't stand it, and then on top of that, we would get our butts handed to us by the North Korean army, which is a pretty significant army and pretty damn strong. But I think that countries around the world, I think you're right, I think they see double standards, and I think this fuels a lot of it, the double standard in our foreign policy, and it's a double standard that we have always, always maintained. And you know something? Every time we do it, and we always do it, it always ends up getting us into trouble. Josh, thank you, man. Appreciate the call. One line open at 303-713-7600. Michael in Boulder. Michael, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Mike. How about you?
I'm okay. Yeah, I think this Iranian situation is much more acute than you might. I think we've already made the plan to attack Iran. And I think we will launch an attack on Iran. And I think we're going to do that real soon, because they're going to be opening up an oil burst, and they're going to be selling oil in euros.
Yeah, somebody brought that up yesterday. But I've also heard that we've already got a plan to go there. And I can't think of the ex-CIA agent that we had on that said it on the air here. I want to say Larry Johnson, but I'm not sure if he's the one who said it, that we already have a plan to go there. My question to you would be, though, do you think the American public would stand for that?
I think that the American public likely would require further provocation. And that's why I'm so concerned, because we've spoken previously, and I've told you that I believe the administration was complicit in the events of 9/11.
Let's not. You know what? No. We're not going down that road. I'm not going to put my tinfoil hat on and go along down that road. I just won't do it. I just won't do it. Don't touch it, or we'll have to end this conversation.
Okay.
I just can't deal with it. I won't deal with it.
I was just wondering if there would be some time that you might want to...
No, I don't want to get into that.
Evidence?
No, because I don't believe there's any evidence out there. I've read it, and it's all circumstantial. And I'm going to get flooded by 10,000, tinfoil hat-wearing 9/11 conspiracy freaks, and I just don't want to go through it. Michael, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. I really don't. You know, I just don't even want to go down that road. It's not even practical. Let's go to Vicky in Denver. Vicky, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Whoops, I can't. There we go, Vic. You're on. Go.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I had a couple things to say about Iran. I think what you just mentioned about Bush sitting down with the Iranian president is a wonderful idea. But as you and I both know, there's absolutely no way that it happened, because we don't do business with, quote, terrorists.
Yeah, you know what? You're right about that. The practical part of it is he would never, ever, nor the people around him, would they ever consent to doing that.
Mm-mm, no. So that's out. Forget that. But my next point is that, you know, you're asking if the American people would let them get away with it. Jay, I'll tell you something. We don't have, they don't care what we think, and we have no power. I mean, if you, I have been doing so much research lately, and I'm just going crazy. I need to really stop myself because I'm seeing more and more and more. I mean, they just do whatever they want, and we just let them get away with it.
You know what, though? See, I don't agree with that. I don't think that we let them get away with it. I think that the checks and balances that are inherently built into our system of government are broken at the particular time because we have a minority party that doesn't have much power, that isn't able to put the brakes on the executive branch like they should be able to. But I also think you got a very, very nervous Republican Party in the Congress, because this guy's public opinion polls are down to 39%, and if they don't pick up and they don't turn around, this is the same people are going to have to face the electorate in the coming months. And the polls are also indicating that people are beginning to feel more confident and more comfortable with the idea of having a democratically led Congress than they are a Republican led Congress. How would you like to get out there and have to run on this guy's record? That'd be scary,
I know, Jay, but it goes so far beyond just common sense and polls. Because remember that guy that you had on, like the writer from Rolling Stone who wrote the story about Sam Brownback?
Right, yes.
I have been having nightmares about that because I've been reading it. I read it like maybe 6 times after I had read it, you know, the first time.
Right.
Those people have so much power. And then
but we have the ability to stave that off. We have the ability to fight that if we band together and if we, one, make gains at the ballot box, and two, if we rally around organizations that spend the majority, 99.99% of their time fighting that, and I can give you 3 organizations right off the top of my hat, which I don't even wear a hat. Citizens United Against Church and State, there's one. The ACLU is another one. The National Lawyers Guild is another one. And the list just goes on and on of people who are out there. So what we got to do is, and I've said this on the air a million times, what we got to do is, Vicki, just part with $25 today to one organization, and it won't rob you, and it won't kill you. And if we all parted with $25, we could stop these people dead in their tracks. Vic, I got to run. Thanks. Call me again.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
7:31, 29 minutes away from 8 o'clock, AM 760. Boy, it's a doom and gloom here this morning, isn't it? And I also see this last caller here. What is this guy in for? Is the tinfoil magnet hat come out now? You know what? I don't want those callers, and I won't talk to them. So I'll just tell you that right off the bat, Turk. Let him go call George Norrie or somebody. 7:32, 28 minutes in front of 8 a.m. 760, Progressive Traffic with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Dealing with a couple issues this morning. Southbound I-25, running heavy coming out of the Thornton North Glen area. We do have a crash off to the shoulder near I-70, adding to those jams. Now, westbound I-70, also seeing a slow go from 225. We have a crash off to the shoulder just past Havana, and that's also affecting your ride northbound 225. Loaded up approaching Colfax because of the troubles on I-70. Now, Boulder streets, they're looking pretty good. We're crowding on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. Crews are still working to clear this rolled tanker truck at 55th and Belmont right there near the post office. And the Turnpike seeing the usual delays in both directions. On to the forecast. Going to see partly cloudy skies later on this afternoon with highs in the 50s. We're at 33 degrees at the moment. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Calling all riders, learn from the best, Abate of Colorado. Abate has been the leader in motorcycle training for over 15 years, and their experienced instructors want to help beginners as well as experienced riders. To register for classes, go to abateofcolo.org. That's abateofcolo.org.
Listen to AM 760 all day and all night on am760.net. Download show clips and interviews to your MP3 player. Join the Progressive Club. Find out about upcoming contests and events. Stay connected with am760.net.
Company Corporation does not offer financial or legal advice.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant. Your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. Request a free guide today. Call 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883.
1-800-500-2883.
It's the price of safety. Midas says it shouldn't be as much as you think. You can get lifetime guaranteed brake pads installed at Midas for just $99.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads again for as long as you own your car for just $99.95. Midas offers pads that are manufactured to the highest brake standards in the industry and meet or exceed the performance of the pads that came with your car when it was new. Midas has over 3,000 ASE certified mechanics too. So no matter where you drive, Midas is there. No wonder more Americans trust Midas for their brakes than any place else. And to help keep you safely on the road this season, get the Midas Touch Maintenance Package for just $29.95. They'll change your oil, rotate your tires, perform a courtesy check, including a visual brake check, all for just $29.95. To Midas, nothing's more important than your safety, and keeping it safely on the road costs less than you think when you trust the Midas Touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra, subject to availability. Oil change includes up to 5 quarts of multi-grade oil, other grades, and synthetics extra. Most vehicles, diesel vehicles extra. Not valid with discount offers. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Prices and participation may vary.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-508-7100. That's 1-800-508-7100. 1-800-508-7100.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Stick in it to righties everywhere. J. Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Oh, I love this song. Graham Parsons. I wish we had some Burrito Brothers. But we don't have any. So we have to settle for this. It's 7:30. It's 24 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. High today. Going to get up to 53 under partly sunny skies. Tomorrow, it's going to snow. So get used to the idea, right? Okay. We're talking about how to deal with Iran, and let's get back to the phones. We're going to Frank in Denver. Frank, you're on the AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey there, Jay. I consider myself, an independent that votes Democratic, conservative independent, and I can't stand the current administration, but I think you do a great deal of harm to the cause of getting more progressives, more liberals elected, more liberal-leaning, more Democrats elected, when you say silly things like the United States doesn't attack North Korea because we would get our hats handed to us.
We would have a very rough time. What is the current standing population of the North Korean army?
I think it's like 3 or 4 million.
No.
What is it?
No, last count it was 500,000.
Oh, I thought
500,000 very, very well-fed, very well-trained troops. One of the things
yeah,
that Kim...
Can I finish? Yes, you can, Jay.
Thank you.
There you go.
Yeah, I intend to. Yeah, I intend to, boy.
Good. Go.
One of the things that North Korea does very, very well is it takes care of its armed forces and its armed services.
Yeah.
And there have been numerous profiles run by the Defense Department and others, which indicates that there would be substantial American casualties if we were to get into a ground war with the North Koreans. And you know what? I don't think the American public, and a lot of people don't believe that the American public would have the stomach for it, and those casualties would be extreme.
Whoever says we would get into a ground war, first of all...
If we decided to have to get into a ground war with the North Koreans, that's all I was saying. I was saying if we decided to get into a ground war and took on a well-fed, well-armed, 500,000-man army, that we would suffer a tremendous amount of casualties and that the American public probably would not stomach it and that it would be a horror show. And that's one of the reasons why we don't go after them. And the other reason is because politically South Korea doesn't want it either.
Okay, that's not what you said earlier.
That's exactly what I said.
No, that's not what you said. You could roll the tape, but I'm glad.
I'm
going
to roll the tape all I want, but that's exactly what I said.
Well, it isn't, but I'm glad you corrected yourself. I do agree that the South Koreans wouldn't want it because Seoul is within artillery range of the North Korean army. The fact is the United States Army. And the problem with many people on the left is they continue to wittingly or unwittingly discount the military capability of this country. It is unparalleled.
You know something? No one is discounting the military capability. Excuse me. No one is discounting the military capability of this country. That's not what I said. Don't infer that I said that we don't have the military capability. But you know what?
We get our hands handed to us,
because we would. Because if you have to take on a 500,000-man army, you'd have a tremendous amount of casualties, which is getting your butt handed to you. Would we ultimately win?
Okay,
yes, we could ultimately win, but the price would be extremely high. Our military is now stretched to the brink in Iraq. Do you deny that, yes or no, that our military is now stretched to the brink in Iraq?
I deny it.
You deny it? Well, then you know something? Maybe you should read some of the reports from the Pentagon. Thank you for the call. I mean, it's all over the news. You know, hear what John Murtha has to say. What, am I living in freaking Disneyland here? Am I living in some alternative universe? You know something? You want to play music on this radio station? Let's just play music. I mean, I must be living in some kind of freaking alternative universe, and that these stories about us being stretched to the max are all over the freaking news. They're over the news every single day. We would have a tremendous problem with a 500,000-man army. Good God, I got to get some medication in order to continue to do this job day after day. I'm sick of some of these people who call in here. They just don't live in reality. Let's go to Preston in Denver. Preston, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. I'm actually hoping for an alternative reality than the one we've got. I think we do threaten countries like Iran, and I think ultimately we threaten ourselves. We have a huge nuclear weapons program that we're developing that I think would concern most of the U.S. population with the waste that we create, the waste of money, the pollution, and the risk, the growing risk of some sort of catastrophic accident. So what I'd like to see is, I'm not a fan of nuclear energy or nuclear weapons, and I'd like to see us invest more in renewable energy.
Yeah, but that's not going to do anything about Iran getting a nuclear weapon. How's that going to have anything to do with Iran getting a nuclear weapon?
Well,
how's that going to deal with us having to deal in a world in which people like Iran, in which you could paint the picture that they are unstable, that they have nuclear capabilities. How's that going to deal directly with that threat?
Well, in the same way that, like, Venezuela is reaching out to us with their resource, oil, to try to create better relationships, we could reach out to other countries, and instead of investing $500 billion in bombing them, we can invest that money in helping them develop renewable energy.
They don't want it. They don't want it. Read what they say. They don't want it. They want to go their own course.
Right.
They don't want it. What they want to do is they want to develop nuclear energy. They claim for peaceful purposes.
Yeah.
The International Atomic Energy Agency claims that it's not for people for peaceful purposes. That they are in a dispute and want to refer them to the UN. What you're talking about is fine. It might be fine 20 years down the road. It might be fine 30 years down the road, but it's not going to get it done now.
And, well, regarding their potential missile development, I think we could stop that if we were to change our own posture in the world. I mean, talk about threats to the region. I think we're the threat. We're the ones that built the military bases. We're the ones that overthrew their leader 20
years
ago.
I agree with all of that. I mean, I agree with that 100%. I mean, they did have a duly elected one-time democratic government, the Mossadegh government, which, you're right, we toppled.
Exactly.
The question is, what are we going to do about it now?
We in our own communities, however we can, whether we're lawyers or artists or community activists or politicians, we start to challenge this John Wayne mentality that we've got, the one that we've been taught to have through various movies and video games and the constant frightening of this population, this obsession we have with weapons and to use that sort of power. There's another kind of power, the kind that Martin Luther King had, the kind that Gandhi had, and so many others that I think we can employ. You know, global exchange, groups like that that respect other cultures. I mean, that's a powerful group, the Peace Corps. And what Denis Kucinich is proposing with a Department of Peace, we can find true power there.
Well, I hope you're right, because what we got going on now isn't working. Thank you, Preston. Have a wonderful day, and I appreciate the call.
Thanks.
Do you think the cross beam of the roof here could hold the weight of my body as I swing myself up during this next commercial break and swing from side to side? I think I really would like to contemplate it.
Do you know why you get wrinkles? Did you know that you can finally do something about it? At home? You get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can help replenish lost collagen with Hydraderm. Hydraderm's fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-339-1913. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to help restore your youth. Hydraderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydraderm, you can enjoy the stunning and more youthful-looking skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydraderm by calling 1-800-339-1913. A free trial just for calling. To try Hydraderm, call 1-800-339-1913. That's 1-800-339-1913. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-339-1913.
So someone asked me the other night at this meeting, what's progressive talk? It's what I want it to be.
The Ed Schultz Show.
Whatever I talk about on this program doesn't change one thing about human rights, civil rights, equal rights, and all the core values that make us Democrats.
Ed Schultz.
You need people that think like I do to vote for Democrats. Instead of running under your little tent,
but you're not liberal enough.
Shut up and give. Step up and get after it.
Weekdays at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I'm not mad at you. I'm just being emotional.
This is the last week to participate in the Thermal Advantage Energy Efficiency Test. All your old windows will be taken out and new windows will be installed. They must test these windows in a real home environment to prove to the public that each and every homeowner will save 50% on their energy bill, or they will reimburse you the difference. For participating when the test is complete, you will be able to keep the windows. Call Thermal Advantage today, 303-487-6880. Operators available 24 hours a day. Call now.
So, you didn't get DirecTV when we offered you a free four-room DirecTV system. And when we offered you free professional installation, you were a stone wall. So we raised the stakes by throwing in 3 free months of premium channels, including HBO, Showtime, and Stars. But somehow, you waited. Well, congratulations, because you've finally broken us. So now, we're giving you the whole package free. A complete DirecTV system with 4 receivers and installation free. 3 months of premium channels free. And now, a brand new DirecTV DVR recorder. That's right, the same DVR you've been eyeing in the store. Absolutely free. You played hardball, mister, and you won. Call us now to sign up. Get all your free stuff and rub it in a little. Call Dish Direct at 1-800-600-8006. Hurry, this whole package is yours free, but only for a limited time and for new customers. That's 1-800-600-8006. 1-800-600-8006.
Ambassador Andrew Young has teamed with Operation Hope founder John Bryant to help eradicate poverty through financial literacy education. Mr. Bryant, what's the goal?
To empower 5 million youth in 5 years in financial literacy.
Ambassador Young, what does it take to achieve this goal?
It takes an army of volunteers, business leaders, educators, the entire community. We need the community's help.
To volunteer or donate, please call 877-592-HOPE. That's 877-592-HOPE. Or visit us online at OperationHope.org.
747, 13 minutes in front of 8 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning. If you're a trust fund baby or you got lots of money to blow, forget it. Ignore exactly what I'm going to tell you, because this isn't for you. If you're like the rest of us, though, and you cherish your hard-earned money, and you work your you-know-what off, your half-moons off to get it, then you want to be treated with a great deal of respect, and you want to be sold something of quality, and basically, you want value for your dollar. And that's one of the reasons why I love to talk about Rocky's Autos, because they've got the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. And they will treat you with respect, and you will get value for your dollar. And they realize that money just simply doesn't grow on trees. Now, you can check out Rocky's inventory simply by going to the Internet, going to rockiesautos.com. You can see their business philosophy and look at the inventory right there, even qualify for a pre-car loan, if you want to, or see them in person. I mean, they've got just about everything you can think of: Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. And good people working there, too, like my friends the Al Shear Brothers. Can't say enough about Tom and Marv. They're just great guys. Walk on the lot and ask for the Al Shear Brothers. Ask for Spanky. Ask for any of the people, Colby, any of the people who I've named working at Rockies. There's over 100 employees there dedicated to making your buying experience a good one. So, if you're independently wealthy, if you're a trust fund baby, none of this applies to you. But if you're like me and you work hard, if you're like Mary and I and you work hard for our money, then you know something, Rockies is a place to go to get that clean late model used car, truck, minivan, SUV, or vehicle that you want. They've got over 500 on the lot. Rocky's Autos going on their 25th year of doing business along the Front Range. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Rocky's Autos located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Please tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Ice cold milk and an Oreo cookie.
Yo, what up? This is Randy Jackson. Man, I love that Oreo jingle, and I'd love to hear your rendition. So send a videotape to the Oreo and Milk Jingle Contest. You could win $10,000 and a chance to hang with me in L.A. Details at Oreo.com.
Oreo.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 7 and older. Ends March 22, 2006. Void where prohibited.
Oreo. This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got J. Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Everybody talks about
Yeah. Let's not play this. Because all we are saying is give Ward Corporate America a chance. That's all I'm saying, right? 7:50, 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Whatever happened to that other airplane that supposedly was supposed to hit the Pentagon? 303-713-7600. The tinfoil hat festival will commence at right after 10 o'clock. All right, we're talking here about Iran and what to do about Iran. Here's Dick in Fort Collins who has kind of an interesting point that nobody has brought up. Dick, thanks for waiting, man. You're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Jay, I would like to make a couple quick points. My wife's hometown is Salzburg, Austria, and she often tells me of Austrian words that are non-translatable. You translate them into English, it makes no sense at all. Mm. So I think we need to be a little careful about the translations. Second point is, I think what the Iranian president is trying to tell us is that if you're in Europe and you criticize the Israeli view of the Holocaust, you've committed a crime. But if you criticize Muhammad, which probably in their eyes is a greater thing than the event of the Holocaust, then that's okay. That's not a problem. It's even a joke. So I think he's telling us, and he's being in our face, okay, the Holocaust never happened. Throw me in jail. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. I may not have said it.
Do you think he's being deliberately provocative, trying to get our attention? Is that the point he's trying to make, or do you think he really believes what he's saying?
I think he's just trying to make a point that we're being very hypocritical. At least the people in Europe are very hypocritical concerning the Jewish faith, which is Christian, I would say, in a way, from their point of view, and the Muslim faith, and how it's treated in the courts.
All right, man.
And not really the Jewish faith, but the Holocaust.
In other words, more value given to that tragedy than to any other?
Than to the Muslim faith, yeah.
And the Muslim, than the problems and that the abuses that have gone on to Islam is what you're saying.
Yeah.
So in other words, they're not viewed fairly, I think, is the point you're trying to make.
Right, yeah.
Well, if that's the case, it seems to me it seems to me talking is the only way to go. God, I don't know of any other way to iron this stuff out. But saber rattling, is not going to get it done. And we need to deal with their perceived grievances and see what they are, real or imagined. And I'm sure a lot of them are absolutely real. Dick, thank you for hanging on, man. I appreciate the time. Let me go to Steve in Lafayette. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Steve.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right.
I heard you talking about the guy attacking you for claiming that we don't have the strength to invade North Korea.
Right.
I'm an amateur military historian. I'm 59 years old. I've read probably 100 books, maybe more. Most of them three times. I completely agree with you. We have 33 combat brigades in the United States Army today, including the reserves. That's 165,000 men, if you look at it from what I got when I multiplied it on my calculator. That seems awfully low. But with all of our commitments around the world, we couldn't put, you know, 20 into Korea at any given time.
No, you know, just like
we would just be. It would just be swallowed up.
Yeah, it's the same thing as we couldn't turn around and go into Cuba. Same thing. They have too strong of a standing army. We can't do it. We can't be in all of these places in all of these times. It's just impossible. You know, it's impossible, and the casualties would be astronomical.
Right. What I'm saying is that in World War II, we had to expand the military. If we're going to go into Korea, we're going to have to expand the military first.
Are you saying by a draft?
No, I'm just saying that if we're going to go into... defending your position.
No,
I understand.
I'm just trying to...
And I'm just using as an example World War II. In order to take on Germany, we had to expand the military.
Right.
The same thing applies here. Normally, you want to outnumber your enemy, or at least have more combat power. And I'm sure that we would have more combat power, but... Our army would be tied down, occupying in the rear areas as we move forward. Your offensive losing steam as the further you go. And remember, Korea is not at all like Iraq. It's not flat.
No, it's very mountainous. It's very hilly and very cold in the wintertime. Yeah, I agree. The only reason I brought up the thing about a draft was because I'm not trying to attack you. I was trying to elicit from you the information about would we need to have significantly increased our troop strength.
If we were going to invade Korea, we would need 2 years to create new units. Look how long it took in World War II. You cannot. I mean, people who complain about the Iraqi army taking so long. They don't understand. When you start from nothing, it takes years to get the people up to the point where they can actually stand in combat and count on the guy next to them.
All right. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate your expertise, man. Call me again. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right. And maybe we need to institute a draft. The last guy who called back, the right-wing guy who called back and told me I was so very, very wrong. Hey, Ten Hut, why don't you join up, pal? Then you can go over the hill and take on Pyongyang. Let's go to Don in Highlands Ranch. Don, hi, you're on AM 760.
Jay, how's it going, buddy?
Don.
Man, I feel sorry for you. You need some medication, buddy.
Don, is it 10 o'clock yet, man? I'm asking you.
It's almost there. Hey, let's cut to the chase real quick. I know you got to go soon. What we need is what you suggested, face-to-face negotiations. And we need to put them in a box, just like we did with Saddam. You know, if they develop nuclear weapons and say, you know, sit down face-to-face and say, hey, you develop nuclear weapons, we'll take them out, just like the Israelis did, 15, 20 years ago, and sit down and have face-to-face negotiations with them, and that's it. Look what happened when we finally sat down, two guys in one room with the Russians. Reagan, he's a Republican, but let's give him his due. Reagan and... the other guy, Gorbachev, when they finally sat down in a room, things got finally resolved. That's what it takes.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know what? I think you're right. It takes containment and negotiation, not outright saber rattling, which is what this administration is into.
Containment, you know, whether it's through military containment or, economic containment, put them in a box just like we had Saddam. I mean, we could have had Saddam in a box today, and nothing would have ever happened to any of the rest of them.
You know something, though? You bring that up. I wonder if the majority of the American people now realize that we did have him in a box, and had we left him there, he wouldn't have been any threat to the region, nor would he have been any... Well, he never was a threat to us, but he wouldn't be any threat to the region, and we never would have had to have gotten into this stupid war this administration got us into.
I think most of the people are... Well, most of the people are paying attention. There's still 39% of the people, according to the poll, that no matter what you do, will never learn, okay? But
all
most
right.
of the people that are paying attention, I think, are starting to realize that.
Good news, Don. Thanks, man. Drive safe. Yeah. Have a good day.
You too.
All right. Coming up next, we'll talk about having it both ways, Bob Beaupre. You won't want to miss this on AM 760.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperForge.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperForge.com.
The news from around the world. AM 760. Now, CBS News. CKZN. Morton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. It's precious cargo that isn't always handled with care when mom and dad get behind the wheel. CBS's John Hartshee has the story from Washington.
Surveys show 8 to 12-year-olds, the so-called tween age, ride unbelted in front seats far more than younger children, which means they're not as safe as they should be.
The fatality data show that one-third of tweens in this age group are riding in the front, and nearly 50% were unrestrained.
Christine Jennings of the Automotive Coalition for Traffic Safety says parents have to set an example and buckle up themselves. They can also reward their children for sitting in the back seat, buckled, by letting them choose the radio station, so they don't have to sit in front to do something they like, choosing in-car music. John Hartshee, CBS News, Washington.
It's some of the worst violence Pakistan has seen since the Prophet Muhammad cartoons first began. A rampaging mob in Lahore, Pakistan, burned four buildings housing banks and a KFC restaurant, and broke windows at other American fast food chains and a Holiday Inn. At least two people have been killed in the rioting. Another crowd stormed the diplomatic district in Islamabad. The State Department is denying a New York Times report that said American and Israeli officials are talking about ways to destabilize the new Palestinian government led by Hamas. A spokesman says there is no plan and no plot. On late-night television, it's Cheney season.
I guess the guy's going to be okay, but when the ambulance got there, out of force of habit, they put Cheney on the stretcher. He's going, no, the other guy!
Jay Leno, David Letterman, and company may be getting laughs over the vice president's hunting accident, but the White House is taking flack for not going public on the story for almost 24 hours. University of Virginia political science professor Larry Sabin.
It's a major mistake, and it's really inexplicable unless you understand that Dick Cheney, by nature, is very secretive.
Police didn't file any charges against the vice president, but he was given a warning for not having a $7 quail hunting stamp. The government will let energy companies pump $65 billion of oil and natural gas from federal land over the next 5 years without paying a penny in royalties. The royalty relief program amounts to a $7 billion windfall. California Democratic Congressman George Miller calls it the great train robbery.
The royalty relief program created by Congress has become a complete ripoff of the American taxpayer. It's a gift to the oil companies at a time when the world price of oil is as high as it's ever been.
One government official says the break is justified because it encourages production. The government has filed criminal charges against more than 200 people who allegedly took emergency hurricane assistance funds under false pretenses, including some who used the money on adult entertainment, casino gambling, or jewelry. But federal auditors say that's small change compared to the millions of dollars the government wasted on mobile homes that are sitting empty and on other federal contracts. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow's up 45 points. NASDAQ is ahead almost 8. This is CBS News.
Do you know your credit score? You should, because staying on top of your credit could help save you thousands of dollars. You can now get your credit score and credit report at freecreditreport.com.
I go online and in seconds I get my credit report and credit score free.
I can even print it right off my computer.
Staying on top of my credit helped me save a lot of money.
Get your free credit report and score with enrollment and triple advantage at freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Where do you want to be?
Everybody has a different idea of the perfect home.
We want a neighborhood with good schools.
Bob and I don't want to live around a bunch of noisy kids anymore.
I'm concerned if the area have a reliable doggy daycare for Mr. Darcy.
Find your perfect place. It's easy with RE/MAX. RE/MAX agents have the experience to make your dreams a reality. Visit REMAX.com today. Nobody sells more real estate than RE/MAX. Each office independently owned and operated.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, we are seeing a slow go on the highways right now. If you're coming in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, bunching up from Sheridan on over. Westbound I-70 is jamming from Pena Boulevard. That's because of a left lane stall to Havana. Now, I-25 also running heavy southbound for the ride into downtown and through T-Rex. Northbound are slow from Bellevue up through Yale. And, yes, in Boulder, we're still dealing with this rolled tanker truck at 55th and Belmont. Now, we are crowded on the diagonal, Foothills Parkway and Highway 93. Turnpike seeing the usual slowing in both directions. And checking out the forecast, sunny now, but clouds are...
When I say Morrison, what do you think of?
The rock star?
Well, guess again.
Town by Red Rocks.
No, I was thinking Morrison Homes.
Why Morrison?
Because they have, like, these really workable floor plans and more features like three-car garages and gourmet kitchens.
Morrison Homes gives testimony to more. More amenities, more choices, more value, period. All with a 2-year blanket home warranty, which is definitely more. Morrison Homes have immediate move-in homes with incentives up to $40,000. For information and directions, go to morrisonhomes.com.
The Everyday Routine.
Each Wednesday through March, AM 760 and Einstein Brothers will be bringing One Lucky Workplace breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Nosh away on a bagel and a schmear when AM 760 shows up at your office
with breakfast for 20.
For more information on how to put a break in your daily routine, log on to am760.net. am760.net.
Here you go.
This is the last week to participate in the Thermal Advantage Energy Efficiency Test. All your old windows will be taken out and new windows will be installed. They must test these windows in a real home environment to prove to the public that each and every homeowner will save 50% on their energy bill, or they will reimburse you the difference. For participating when the test is complete, you will be able to keep the windows. Call Thermal Advantage today, 303-487-6880. Operators available 24 hours a day. Call now.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Plunging into the third hour, unmedicated, but with plenty of courage. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Look for the high today to get up to 53, partly sunny skies tomorrow. We got snow in the forecast. All right, let's go talk to Michael Huttner, Executive Director of Progress Now, about our buddy Bob Beaupre. More than any other member of Congress, Bob Beaupre failed Colorado on two key fronts, investing in renewable energy efforts and preserving jobs for his district. Now, Beaupre talks about helping his district, but when it comes to backing the renewable energy efforts and preserving jobs in his district, Beaupre caved to President Bush's agenda rather than standing up for his own constituents. And we will talk to Michael Huttner about this. Mike, good morning and welcome back to AM 760.
Hi, thank you for having us on.
Yeah, you know, and the weird thing is, let me tell you the weird thing about this. Isn't George W. Bush supposed to come into Beaupre's district and speak like next week?
Yeah, this is unbelievable. A week from today, we're expecting President Bush to come to NREL in Golden to speak about renewable energy. Just days after Carol Tambari and other people have been laid off because of the $28 million of cuts that President Bush and Congressman Bob Beaupre, among others, approved.
I've been talking about this all morning starting since 6 a.m. This administration cannot do anything at all right to save their lives. And now it's going to be very interesting to see if the national press catches on to what's going on in Golden once he and Beaupre appear together, at this photo op? I guess that's what it's going to be. Or is he going to give an out and outright speech there?
You know, we were the ones that tipped the press. We had heard, received a tip to Progress Now Action last week, and our understanding is that President Bush is going to appear with Congressman Beaupre since it is in his district, and he wants to raise his profile on this issue. But it's ironic because, as you point out, they just made massive cuts, massive layoffs, and massive reductions in the amount that they're investing in renewable energy right here in Colorado with NREL.
Now, tell us about Morrison resident Carol Tumberi. Is that her name?
That's correct. Yeah, Carol Tumberi, she's a Morrison resident. She's a mother of three. She's been working on renewable energy for 25 years. She actually came here from Texas, where she was their state's head of their energy department. And last Tuesday, a week ago, she was laid off because of the cuts that Congressman Beaupre and President Bush signed off to cut NREL even further. So NREL is experiencing massive layoffs, huge cuts in their investment in renewable energy, and it's all because of President Bush. And the person that's most responsible is the person whose district he didn't stand up for, and that's Congressman Beaupre. It's in his district, and rather than trying to push appropriations and really work this issue, he sat still and just let President Bush have his way. He basically caved into President Bush's agenda.
How's this guy going to go with a straight face and make this appearance?
Oh, it's going to be unbelievable. We're asking people right now to go to our website, Progress Now Action, and sign a petition demanding that they restore the cuts that happened to NREL. We've already had over 1,000 people just in the past few days sign this petition. So we're asking, your listeners to go to Progress Now Action and sign the petition. And then we're going to launch a massive campaign in the week ahead to raise awareness with the public and the press about the hypocrisy that's taking place next Tuesday.
Now, besides us, have you gotten any other press inquiries on this? I mean, is this starting to get around?
Yeah, there was an article that we were quoted in talking about, this is really President Bush and both ways Bob at its worst. Last Friday in the Denver Post, yesterday the Rocky Mountain News had an article about Bush's visit. And they're all waiting, because it is just so ironic that the two would show up when they are the ones that are most responsible for laying off Carol Tumberi and others.
And how much again is cut out of the NREL budget?
Yeah, there's 20 from the Energy Act of 2005, which Congressman Beaupre voted for, both in the actual bill and also in the appropriations. It cuts $28 million. From NREL.
How?
It's a little over 10% of their budget. It's going to, already they've had to lay off about three dozen researchers and people that are working to invest in renewable energy for our country.
Yeah, I got to ask this to you again. I just got to ask it, and part of it is I'm marveling out loud about this. Number one, how in the world is George W. Bush going to come here and have a photo op or have give a speech under these circumstances? And then number two, how does Bob, how does he face the people in his own district?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It gets worse than what I've already told you. He had an opportunity on November 8th to sign. Congressman Beaupre had a letter that over 100 Congress people signed, both sides of the aisle, to say, President Bush, it was wrong to cut our renewable energy budget. Restore the cuts immediately. And unlike most, over 100 different congresspeople, Bob Beaupre, who has NREL in his very own district, refused to sign this letter.
Unbelievable. And the thing is, he's going to have to run on this if he runs for governor. He's going to have to run on this in this state, and he's going to have to run on his close associations with George W. Bush.
Yeah, this is an issue I hope that you and your listeners don't drop. It's two of the most important issues, investing in renewable energy and preserving jobs in the district you represent. And both ways, Bob, he talks about doing this, but he absolutely votes against it, and that's why people are being laid off, and NREL, one of the key institutions in Colorado, is being massively cut.
I was speculating about it last hour when we were talking about Iran and about the CNN Gallup poll that's out that shows Bush's popularity rating has now sunk down to 39%. I mean, I wonder, if you're sitting in Bob Beaupre's camp, I wonder if that's a smart thing to do, to hitch your wagon to this guy.
Yeah, they've got to be real nervous. President Bush, because of his failed policies, are at its all-time low. And Representative Beaupre, not only is he appearing with him, but Representative Beaupre, he takes literally thousands and thousands of dollars from the oil and gas industry.
Right. Yeah.
If you go to the Center for Responsive Politics website, it discloses all these donations that Congressman Beaupre is taking, and you begin to wonder, who are they, who's both ways Bob really working for, the people in his district or the oil and gas industries with ties to the White House?
Yeah, it is. You know, it is. It's absolutely unbelievable. And what's more unbelievable about it, as I said earlier, is that what he's basically doing here in appearing with George W. Bush is he's basically taking these policies of his both ways policies, and he's basically putting them on display for the entire national media to have a look at.
Yeah, we're going to share with your listeners and you and others vote after vote after vote. He has not been a friend to the renewable energy efforts. He's really in the pocket of the oil and gas industry, and we're going to shine the bright light right on him next Tuesday. And people can, we're asking people to go to Progress Now Action and learn more about this, sign the petition to ask them to restore the cuts to NREL, and get the word out.
By the way, do you know, has he taken off that military uniform yet?
his office did everything they could to try to make sure that didn't reach the mainstream press. We're not done with that issue, but we appreciate you bringing it up, and it's not going away. That picture of him trying to mislead people that he has ties to the military is all over the web page. In fact, if you go to his website, he has pictures of himself in another military uniform. And it's just amazing how he tries to parade around even though he's never served.
Yeah, just briefly, for those people who might have missed that show and weren't listening that morning, talk a little bit about that issue, just a little bit. Just explain that so people will know what we're talking about.
Yeah, the short of it was is Congressman Beaupre in June of 2004, appeared at a public parade where he wore and spoke in a military-issued uniform. And trying to give the appearance that he had ties to the military or served. And as it turned out, when he was pressured and his selective service records were reviewed, it turned out he's never served. He actually got a bunch of students, questionable student deferments.
Unbelievable. And you know, this guy's going to run for governor. What, he doesn't think any of this stuff's going to come out?
No, that's, there's a reason why his negatives in this recent Denver Post poll were as high as they were. People are starting to understand that Congressman Beaupre, there's a reason why people are starting to call him Both Ways Bob.
Yeah, and you're showing another a good example. All right, so once again, for those people who want to get involved in letting Both Ways Bob know how they feel about him, what can they do?
Please go to our website. It's progressnowaction.org, progressnowaction.org, and there's a petition where you can ask, we're gonna deliver it to President Bush and Congressman Beaupre, to immediately restore the cuts that happened to the National Renewable Energy Laboratory in Golden so they can once again be investing in renewable energy and not having to lay off additional Coloradans.
All right. Hey, Michael, thank you for being on the program. You're the best, man. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, you got it. There's Michael Huttner. Once again, go to progressnow.org. That's progressnow.org or progressnowaction.org. And let Both Ways Bob know how you feel about his activities. Jameson Fosier with Media Matters for America is coming up at 9 o'clock. It's our weekly feature. Until then, let's open the phones, whether it's Iran you want to talk about or anything else you want to get cranked up. 303-713-7600. I'll take calls on anything you want to talk about. That's what the program's all about. 303-7600.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver and post your reviews at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's review. I just turned 21 and my older girlfriends wanted to take me to a fun party spot. Since I've never been to a real nightclub, I didn't know what to expect. I went last Friday and wow, the DJ played everything I love. The bartenders gave me great drinks all night and even remembered my name. I came back the next night to find out the party gets even crazier.
Rise Nightclub at 19th and Blake.
Where do you want to go tonight?
MaxNights.com.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver and post your reviews at MaxNights.com.
Check out this week's review.
In town on business, found the bar through the site. Wow, never seen anything like it. You have to check out the specials for yourself. Best sports bar in Denver, period. Hot waitresses, too.
Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
For more details, log on to MaxNights.com.
Where do you want to go tonight?
MaxNights.com.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you.
We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-220-1320. For a church, school, a gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-220-1320. That's 800-220-1320.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver. And post your reviews at maxnights.com. Check out this week's review.
Had a great time. Plus, the beer was super cold.
Denver's longest-running retro dance club. Come experience three decades of great dance music all in one club as Polyesters presents 70s, 80s, and the new 90s club, Nirvana. Located at 23rd and Blake. For more details, log on to maxnights.com.
Where do you want to go tonight?
MaxNights.com.
Valid with discount offers. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Prices and participation may vary.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Little Stevie Ray Vaughan. Isn't that who this is, Turk? This is Stevie Ray Vaughan. I may be lame, but I'm not that lame. 20 minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 53 under partly sunny skies. Tomorrow, the high only 32. And a chance of some flurries and possibly some snow. 303-713-7600. It's open phones until 9 o'clock. Then after 9 o'clock, it's Paul Waldman. I'm sorry, it's Jameson Fosher for Media Matters for America. Boy, we have got some good stuff for this week. All right, let's jump back on the phones here, and let's go to Pamela in Leadville. This is a story that I haven't talked about much on the air, but that I've been following. Pamela, you're on AM 760. Go ahead. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. I didn't want to talk about anything except just to tell you that the news this morning is that Paul Hackett has totally dropped out of the race, says he's not going to ever have anything to do with politics again. He feels he was, let down by his government, and now he's been let down by the party. Apparently, the Democrats there pressured him to drop out of the race. And I didn't know if you've been covering this or not this morning, but I think it's a bad story.
Yeah, it is a bad story, and I haven't talked about it. And what they wanted him to do is they wanted to pressure him to run against. They wanted him to drop out of the Senate race, and they wanted
to stay in the House and have
him run again against Schmidt, so that he wouldn't get in the way of Sherrod Brown, who. Is pretty prominent in the Ohio, in the state of Ohio. And it's a shame to see that happen to Paul Hackett. It's wrong and it's stupid. And if he wanted to run against her, the voters should have decided whether he should, the voters should have made the decision about Hackett running for the Senate against DeWine, not the party. That's bad news. And I hope he somehow down the road reconsiders.
Well, do you think he's too thin-skinned to drop out and just because of this?
I wonder if we should
be pressuring him to hang in there or else to run on an independent ticket or something.
I'm the last person to talk about being thin-skinned.
Well, me too. But I just wondered, it's a tragedy, and we need him in there, and I think he should run as a Green or an Independent or something if he's not going to run as a Democrat.
See, I wanted originally to see him run against Gene Schmidt.
Right. Well, I know. That's good.
And I never understood why he wanted to suddenly run against DeWine, but he was the first out there that I know of.
Right.
I could be wrong about this. Sherrod Brown might have been out there before him, but he decided to run. They should have had the primary, and then they should have had the decision come forward from there, rather than bullying him and pushing him out. I mean, I don't think that that's the right thing to do.
It's like the party machine, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Okay, well, I just wanted to let you know about this, and let's hope that once the word gets out, there'll be people will care enough about it to get him back in the race one way or another. So, okay?
Yeah, you know what? I appreciate you calling up with the information.
Thanks.
Okay, have a good day.
Bye.
Yeah. I should be the last person to talk about being thin-skinned. Particularly when I'm sitting here unmedicated, although I'm supposed to pick up my medication today at my neighborhood local Walgreens. And then, of course, I've got to load up in my body, so I'm liable to be, uneven for the next week and a half. That's too bad about Paul Hackett. And I had been following that story, but had just never said anything about it. There's a lot of stuff that goes on that we just don't have time to get on a daily basis here. And we talked to Paul Hackett, had Paul Hackett on this program twice. Good guy. Really a good guy. And you know what? Would have been a great candidate, I think, against Mike DeWine. Sad, though, that they, you know, pressured him to get out. But then, you know, the other hand, I would have liked, I wanted to see him take Gene Schmidt on again, particularly after what Schmidt did to Murtha. I mean, if anybody deserves to get their butt kicked, it's Gene Schmidt. All right, let's go to Dave in Boulder. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Dave.
Thank you for continuing to keep this Beaupre thing at the forefront. You know, this is a continuation of Republican businessmen who are pretty inept in their own businesses and then go into government. I mean, he certainly has a track record of a rather mismanaged business portfolio, and I think that, you know, the military trying to pose as somebody in the military rather than, you know, if he had real opposition, he should have just stood up and said, I didn't go because I didn't believe in it or what have you. But there's a whole lot of hypocrisy, and we really count on you to keep this in the forefront.
Well, I don't know how well of a job I do, but I'm trying, man. But I think this whole thing with Beaupre about, I mean, what a comedy of errors appearing at this next week with Bush at this place where they've slashed the, they've slashed the budget. I mean, that's insane. That's asking for trouble.
Well, you know, they don't seem to have their finger on the pulse of anything. So they walk into these things and they're a little gun shy as to why things go wrong for them. They just don't seem to understand. I mean, you know, it's like trying to keep a secret. You shot somebody for 24 hours. It's not dealing with reality.
I don't know. We'll see. Now, you know, this is going to be a great test. It's going to be a great test to see if the mainstream media picks up on this NAREL situation, this NAREL situation, NREL situation, rather. It'll be interesting to see if they pick up on it, and it'll be interesting to see if they report it. So we'll have to see if it makes the news.
Well, we keep talking about the mainstream media. I don't know where they are. I think they went away.
Well, let's hope we see some semblance of it. Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Yes, bye.
Okay. Here's Mike in Denver. Says there's more to the story about Paul Hackett. Mike, hi, you're on AM 760. Fill us in.
Morning, Jay.
Fill us in, man.
Yeah, if you go to Daily Kos, they've got the real story about this thing with Paul Hackett. And the fact is, he's a conservative. Sherrod Brown, who is a six-term congressman, is much more liberal than Paul Hackett. And, you know, I'd be the first one to not endorse, you know, the Democratic leadership, you know, pushing people around. But the fact is that they think Brown has a much better chance of winning a statewide race than Hackett would in a Senate race. But they did think he had a chance against Gene Schmidt in a congressional race. And I think he's just got, you know, too big of an ego.
Yeah, but shouldn't, in all fairness, shouldn't the voters in the primary be able to determine who would be the best candidate between Sherrod Brown and Paul Hackett? Because, I mean, I get into this argument. Oh God, now we're gonna crank this one up. I'm having this and I swear to you, I'm gonna stop answering email. I'm having this ongoing email debate with about five people about this whole thing about Bill Ritter, about Gary Lindstrom, and about Alice Madden. And I keep trying to make the point to them that what is wrong with letting the voters go in a primary process and pick out who they want their nominee to be?
Well, the primaries suck money out of the main contest. And I think in this case, you know, I'm not saying in all cases, but I think in this case, Harry Reid and Chuck Schumer gave Hackett some good advice. And it's not like they're not supporting what he believes in, but he just had a better chance in the congressional races. And, you know, I don't say this a lot, but they are the pros, and Paul Hackett's, you know, new to politics.
Yeah, but do you think that's right, though, to go to somebody and say, okay, look, you know what, instead of having a primary, and the primary can be as divisive and as costly as both sides want to make it, or it can be as less divisive and it can be as less costly, and instead of going through the primary process of fighting the thing out, here's what we want you to do. We want you to drop out. I mean, I you know, wouldn't you be angry if that were you?
Well, maybe if it was me, but Paul Hackett and all of us need to step back and get a better perspective. And the problem with the Democrats is that we're not playing hardball within our own party. I mean, that's how the Republicans get ahead, is they play hardball with us, they play hardball with each other. And, you know, we're too wishy-washy in that way. And
but that doesn't mean you have to step in and disrupt the process and push somebody out. I mean, maybe I'm a simp. And if I'm a, you know, and I'll own up to it. I'm sure there's a lot of people who think I am. But you know something? I think we're in the situation we're in. Those of us in the Democratic Party, those of us who consider ourselves to be Democrats, we're in the situation we're in because, you know what? John Kerry ran a lousy election campaign. That's number one. And a lot of people who are tied to that, you know, ran lousy election campaigns. I mean, to me, saying all of a sudden that we have to have this uniformity and this rigidity and that, you know, you can't run in a primary. I mean, if I had a... All right, let me ask you this. If you had a political party, if you had the Democratic Party come to you, okay, in the state of Colorado, and said, look, you know, we like you, we value your service, we think you're an up-and-comer, but you need to step aside because Jay Marvin has got a better... God forbid. Jay Marvin has got a better chance. How would you feel? Wouldn't you feel slighted?
Well, I think what we're all working for is more important than my feelings or my ego, and so
no, but I think to even carry it one step further. Suppose you're out there in the voting public, and you say, "Hey, man, I would like to have had a chance to hear these two people. I would like to have a chance to hear what they have to say and cast a vote." Isn't the public getting ripped off?
Well, you know, I can't say what the situation is in Ohio. I just know that this guy Sherrod Brown, you know, they say, you know, he's a progressive liberal,
right?
And like I said in the beginning, Paul Hackett, so I hear, is a conservative Democrat, and the progressive liberal has got better name recognition. I would just try to be smart about it.
Well, yeah, but then if that's the case, then Sherrod Brown should have had no problem at all beating him in a primary.
Well,
I'm not defending Hackett to defend Hackett. I guess what I'm doing here maybe is I'm playing devil's advocate with you because on one hand I see exactly what you're saying, and on one hand I know it's vitally important that we pick up seats in both houses. I understand all of that, but somehow to me part of this just isn't fair, and the rigidity and the push to make people from the line. I too find that attractive as far as the GOP goes from time to time, but there's also some times where I think that, you know what, I really don't want to be associated with a political party that conducts itself that way.
I just think overall the Democrats need more discipline, need to stay more focused, and whatever we can do to eliminate divisiveness and coming across wishy-washy, we need to do that.
All right, Michael. Michael, I appreciate the call, man. Call me again.
Okay, thanks.
Sure. I don't know. You agree with that? I don't know if I agree with that totally. 303-713-7600. Jay Marvin here, AM 760. Progressive Talk, 831, 29 minutes in front of 9. Progressive Traffic now with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. We have a new accident working northbound I-25. It is on the left shoulder at Yale, so that's slowing you down if you're coming out of the tech center this morning. Stop on I-25, running heavy, coming out of Thornton, northbound into downtown and through T-Rex. Had a stall eastbound Highway 6. On the ramp to I-25, that's just been cleared out of your way. And crews have moved another stall westbound I-70 near Havana. Still seeing a pretty slow ride from 225 all the way over. Now in Littleton, C-470, slow go eastbound from Santa Fe over to University. And crews are still working to clear this rolled tanker truck in Boulder. That's at 55th and Belmont. Just getting word that is going to be there probably till sometime this afternoon. At Foothills Parkway, 28th and South Boulder Road, they're crowded. The turnpike's seeing the usual jams. And the forecast said...
Did you hear that? Your customers did. To find out more about advertising, call Sean Doherty at 303-713-8318 or click on the advertisement tab in your media player.
On New Wadsworth Parkway or Hamden Avenue, or visit ScandinavianDesigns.com. That's ScandinavianDesigns.com.
Words of wisdom from Randy Rhodes.
Just because, you know, somebody is a Republican doesn't mean that everything they say is worthless, does it? I'll have to think and get back.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-508-7100. That's 1-800-508-7100. 1-800-508-7100.
I hereby call to order another meeting of the Dial-Up Dudes. We still dial up to the internet, and we like it just fine.
Oh, yeah.
Our first order of business regards our former member, Frank Jennings.
Oh,
it seems Frankie was too good for dial-up. He said it was too slow, so he abandoned us for Comcast high-speed internet at only $29.99 a month for 3 months.
That's a great price.
Comcast is super fast.
Yeah, I heard it even beats Quest DSL.
Well, wait a second. What are you saying? That you'd rather surf the web than wait? That you don't enjoy the prolonged epic breaks between web pages? That you no longer believe in dial-up?
Yeah, that's pretty much what we're saying.
Yep.
Call 1-800-COMCAST and get Comcast high-speed internet for just $29.99 a month for 3 months. A lot more speed and features for a lot less money. At up to 6 megabits per second, Comcast is faster than Quest DSL. So call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Offer expires February 21st. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Call for details.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
I want to tell you about a gutter system I have on my home called Leaf Guard. It's a one-piece new gutter system that repels dirt, debris, leaves, pine needles, ice, and snow. And fully installed, it's less expensive than those retrofitted gutter cover-ups. If you're going to invest in your home, at least get all new gutters at the same time. Call Leaf Guard of Colorado, 303-289-1409. 303-289-1409. Don't cover up problems. Fix them for good.
For radio listeners only, mention this ad and save $300 on your complete Leaf Guard system.
With the best pricing on tires, the best service in the industry, multiple locations across the Front Range, make Aspen Goodyear your one-stop auto shop. Call 888-401-AUTO for the nearest location. That's 888-401-AUTO. 888-401-AUTO.
You can now get up on the left side of the bed. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
8:35, 25 minutes away from 9 o'clock. High today, 53 under partly sunny skies. Tomorrow, 32, snow. AM 760, Progressive Talk. What the hell are you playing there, Turk? He's playing a little Bob Marley because he's got to get in the mood to go home walk on the TV. Oh, man. All right, it's open phones. We got Jameson Fosher from Media Matters for America coming up at right after 9 o'clock. 303-713-7600, one line open. Let's go to Steve in Colorado Springs. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey, I just want to bring a little tidbit up for your listeners and people that are in Papa Praise District. What do they think he's going to be doing the whole year? He's going to be campaigning in Colorado for the governor. To be governor, but he's not going to be in Washington doing his job he's being paid for. And what's so ironic is that the Republican Party jumped all over the Democrats for doing the same thing 4 years ago, 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that. I had forgotten totally about it, but that's absolutely, you know what, you're right, they leveled that against Kerry.
Yes, they jumped all over him about it, but now Bill Clay's doing the same thing. Basically, his constituency is supporting his campaign for governor. They're paying for it. You know, in a roundabout way.
Yeah, well, you know, to me, the thing I'd like to ask him is what does happen to his congressional commitment if think about this. What happens to his congressional commitment if he gets into a full-scale drag-out, which I'm sure he's going to have to do, full-scale drag-out knockdown battle with Mark Holtzman?
He won't be there. He will concentrate on running for governor. He's not going to be doing his job that he's being paid for. He should have. If he wants to run for governor, I have no problem for that. He should step down.
Yeah, and allow them to get somebody else.
Yes, let the governor appoint someone to take his place. If you want to run for governor, then that's what you have to. You have to get something. You can't have it both ways. Like you said, he's both ways Bob.
You know, and I'd forgotten about that about Kerry, but you're right. I mean, and you know, and that gets back to this whole thing about Kerry's campaign. I mean, these guys threw everything but the kitchen sink at that guy. They threw everything that they possibly could throw, including that charge that, well, he wasn't representing his state. He was out gallivanting around. Funny, though, when it comes to their own, funny how they're quiet about that, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, it's a double standard, and you always see it. I want his constituency to really think about it and bring it up when he comes here with the press. If he's coming here, I don't know. I thought I heard you say he's coming here to give a speech or something.
Yeah, next week it's a photo op, I believe. Next week at NARAL.
I think his constituencies ought to go out there and let their voices be heard and say that's not right. We want somebody there to represent us, not to run for governor.
Good point, Steve. Thank you, man. Thank you for hiding over there in the weeds and hanging on as long as you did, and I'm glad you hung on.
Thanks.
Okay, talk to you. They did. They leveled that against Kerry. By the way, did anybody see yesterday on the news with this whole Cheney hunting incident that, God almighty, Alan Simpson, Big Al from Wyoming, had to be all over the news? Did anybody see that about Al Simpson? I'll bet you a lot of you don't remember this. But Al Simpson's the same guy who charged that Kitty Dukakis was involved in an American flag burning during Mike Dukakis' run for the White House, and they never could substantiate it. Big Al floated that lie about Kitty Dukakis and the American flag when George Herbert Walker ran. And nobody ever called Big Al on that. See, the Republicans were even doing it back then. They were doing it, only Karl Rove wasn't around. It was Lee Atwater. And they made comments about how Kitty Dukakis had been involved in an American flag burning, about how she had substance abuse problems. So they were into running the smear machine back then. And every time I see Al Simpson on CNN or any other news channel, MSNBC, I would give $100, if I had $100, I'd give $100 to be able to say, Big Al, did you ever make a comment about Kitty Dukakis burning an American flag? A charge that you never had to substantiate, and that the mainstream media never took the time to try to challenge. That the mainstream media never took the time to question. That the mainstream media just let that float around out there. Let's go to Jenny in Fort Collins. Jenny, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Jenny.
Listen, I'm a senior, and I got a letter in the mail yesterday saying that the president's proposal to eliminate funding for the commodity supplemental food program for seniors, low-income people, and children, and there's over 20,000 in Colorado alone.
Mm.
I mean, I think this is really down, you know.
Yeah, it's sad.
Yeah, it's really sad, and I have to fill out this paper saying why I should keep it, and it's just disgusting. And also, Tuesday, I'm going to see if I can get up the Golden. Can I throw rotten eggs at the president's car?
No, you wouldn't want to do that. You might get arrested.
I'd get arrested.
And it wouldn't be worth it.
It wouldn't be worth it.
No, I wouldn't dignify his existence by doing that. But what you should do is go online and sign that petition.
I am. I wrote it down as soon as I heard the guy say it.
All right, go do
it.
You know, that's what you need to do.
And I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks, Jay.
Sure, Jenny.
All right, bye.
All right, yeah, get on there and sign that sucker up. We got two lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Laura in Boulder. Laura, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi,
Hi.
Jay.
Hi, Laura.
Thanks for all the work you're doing for the Democrats.
No problem.
Yeah. I actually got your conversation with Morgan Carroll down there at the Capitol building. And she was talking about a House bill regarding health insurance. But I wanted to mention House Bill 1316, which is Fair Share Health Care. This is also known as the Walmart bill.
Mm, right.
And, I was fascinated. I was, you go down to the basement of the Capitol building, you walk in, and here are a lot of our representatives sitting there, and they all go, well, you know, if we ask Walmart to pay for health insurance, they may pull out of the state. And on and on and on. But the bill is extremely fair, and it asks that any employer that has 3,500 employees, that they should pay 11% of, I'm not really sure if it's 11% of the salary, 11% of their profit.
I wonder if that bill can stand a court challenge, because isn't Walmart taking the state of Maryland to court over their bill, over their law just recently passed?
I would imagine they are, but the fact of the matter is the Fair Share Health Care Bill 1316, a similar bill is being proposed in 30 states. Because Walmart, of course they're going to fight it. But, they don't even allow anybody to unionize.
No, I know it, yeah. You know what, I've never set foot in a Walmart, but I will tell you that I have relatives who do work for Walmart. And, those ads they put on TV are totally and completely phony.
Yeah, well, one of the things they say is, 98% of all people that work for these big companies are insured. Well, yes, they are on Medicaid.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't say the 25. And what the bill proposals are saying is, why should we who have health insurance subsidize the health care of Walmart employees? Another thing is Walmart won't give you health care possibility unless you work there 35 hours, whereas Safeway will let an employee who works 20 hours sign up for health care.
Yeah, but they move to keep your hours down, too, so they don't have to pay.
Exactly. So anyway, I'm just saying there's some representatives, Jim Welker, Larry Liston, David Ballmer, Angie Pacioni, Matt Needler, Morgan Carroll. Everybody should call. If you just call two of these representatives and say you want 1316 to pass, that would be great.
All right. You know what? I not only urge people to do that, but we'll also dig around and see if we can get somebody to come on to talk about 1316. How about that?
Well, Jay, I got a woman's card. I'll call another time and I'll let your
hang on a second. Hang on a second. I'll put you on hold and let you talk to my producer, John Turk.
Okay, thanks.
Hold on a second here. All right, Johnny, pick up two and get that number, and we'll put somebody on to talk about this whole Walmart thing. Anybody ever stepped foot? I've never set foot in Walmart. Just never have. So I don't know much about Walmart. I don't shop there. I'm not saying you should boycott Walmart. I mean, I think you should do whatever you politically think is right.
Want to intrigue your partner's interest? Intrigue Jewelers has a ton of Valentine's specials for the one you love. Jewelry spells romance. So come by and see the large selection of jewelry at Intrigue Jewelers, with selection starting at under $100. Or 1-carat color diamonds from $1,999. See their Valentine Heartstoppers catalog at IntrigueJewelersCo.com. Then visit Intrigue Jewelers, formerly Ireland Jewelers, located at the southeast corner of Kipling and Bellevue in the Governor's Plaza Shopping Center.
An I-70 jam solid from Pena Boulevard. That's because of a left lane stall at Havana. If you're headed in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, we're looking at brake lights from Sheridan on over and onto the forecast. We're going to see partly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs in the 50s. We're at 33 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's the Northern Colorado Boat, RV, and Sports Show, February 16th through the 19th. Boats, RVs, and power sports.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called the Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-443-6216. Again, that's 1-800-443-6216. 1-800-443-6216.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you.
Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engle Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngleHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Bowers, and by now you've probably heard about my company, the Fibromyalgia and Fatigue Centers. You might be wondering if we can help you. If you suffer from occasional fatigue, our centers are really not for you. However, if you're struggling to get through each day, we definitely can help you. You may have a host of underlying issues that cause this unrelenting fatigue. I know, because I too lived with this fatigue for way too long before I found help. My life nearly crumbled around me as it spiraled out of control. The solution to this condition is usually not that simple, but it can be overcome. If you would like more information, please come to our free monthly educational seminar. Meet our doctors, talk with our staff, and learn about your condition. Call us at 720-488-1400. That's 720-488-1400. Seats are limited, so call us today, 720-488-1400. This free 90-minute seminar is the first step to getting your life back.
Colby, Fred Lebrato, and the list just goes on and on. As I mentioned before, over 100 employees dedicated to making your experience absolutely the best. And I'll tell you something, unless you're a trust fund baby or you're independently wealthy, I don't know about you, but I want to be treated with respect, because you know what? When it comes to my hard, my dollar, it is hard-earned. It just doesn't grow on trees, and I know you have the same feeling. So check out Rocky's Autos. They've been in business going on 25 years. Family-owned and operated for 25 years. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., and they're just great folks to deal with. Rocky's Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal. You just can't miss them. There's a big sign out there. 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. But if you don't want to do that, then check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. I think you're going to really be pleased.
You go online searching for the best deal on hotel rooms, and there's always this nagging feeling that there's a better deal out there. We get it. We're Hotwire.com, and we guarantee the lowest prices on 3- and 4-star hotels. How do we do it? Hotwire.com has exclusive deals with 3- and 4-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site. Guaranteed. Like 4 stars in Chicago, Travelocity price $169, Hotwire.com price just $88. Or 4 stars in San Francisco, Orbitz price $205, Hotwire.com price just $113. So trade in that nagging feeling that you could have gotten a better deal and log on to Hotwire.com. Because at Hotwire.com, we think you should have your pillow mint and eat it too. Hotwire.com. 4-star luxury, 2-star prices. Log on to Hotwire.com today and get a 4-star hotel in Cherry Creek from just $87 a night. Hotels on Hotwire.com disclosed only after booking. All bookings are final. Details on site.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 8:51, 9 minutes away from 9 o'clock. High today, 53 under partly sunny skies. Tomorrow, look out, high 32, flurries, possible snow. AM 760. Progressive Talk, J. Marvin along with you. Article today in the Denver and West section of the Denver Post. Vote machine law trips counties. The combined regulations demand wheelchair accessibility and equipment that produces a paper record. No machine currently available meets those specifications. Counties across the state say disharmony between new state and federal voting laws has created a quagmire that has many scrambling for voting machines that are not yet certified or available. This is not a machine that complies with federal state law that I can find right now, says Adams County Clerk and Recorder Carol Snyder. I've got money to buy the equipment. I'm sitting here, holding this cash, and I can't do anything because nothing is certified. In a weekly legislative meeting with the Secretary of State's office Monday, officials from several counties expressed frustration at the forced limbo as they try to prepare for the August primaries, which include legislative and gubernatorial races. Denver, for instance, plans to buy new machines in order to switch from 420 local precincts to a few dozen voting centers. The change requires a re-educating of residents, many of whom have voted in the same place all their lives. To that end, the city's election commission set a deadline of March 1st to finalize the plan, but the machines Denver wants to purchase will not be certified, if at all, until March the 12th. Well, that's one thing we got to do is make sure those voting machines are right. Open phones here, 303-713-7600, and then Jameson Fosier from Media Matters for America coming up after 9 o'clock. Let's go to Jamie in Denver. Jamie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
Jay, I heard you saying that you don't think, or you're not encouraging people to boycott Walmart, and I'd really like you to encourage people to boycott Walmart. I think that it's holding states hostage, and they're afraid it'll move out, when really it would probably be a lot better for all the states if it did go away. They make so much money. They don't take care of their people. They don't allow them to unionize. They don't give any money to charity. They don't insure their employees. They really make the government take care of all their employees. And
yeah,
it's really kind of anti-free market.
I agree. I agree. They are terrible. I just, rather than just come out and say boycott them, I thought I was trying to, in a sarcastic but kind of underhanded way, say, hey, I wouldn't set foot in there, and I don't advise you do either.
Okay. I didn't hear that. I didn't get that from you. But, you know, if you've seen that, did you see that Walmart movie?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it's just offensive that they donate, you know, like 1% of their profits to charity, when you have Bill Gates donating 54% of his income to charity. I mean, this is the richest family.
Oh, I know. The Waltons are terrible. I mean, the whole situation is terrible. And what it does to those little towns is, too, is it destroys Main Street. It just sucks the life out of the little Main Street. And then all they're stuck with is a Walmart supercenter.
Right. And then they move it, too, and then they leave those buildings empty.
Yeah.
And also, it's just so offensive. I mean, I don't know if they're single-handedly responsible for this, but I'm sure that they're very responsible for outsourcing.
They've been caught in, you know, immigration. They've been caught in the illegal immigration, stings,
yes,
and all kinds of stuff.
Yes. And tell their suppliers that they have to keep lowering their supplying costs.
Right.
And so then they have to move the companies to China. I just read a really interesting article. I can't remember what this magazine was. It was one I'd never seen before, but it was about the Snapper company that makes lawnmowers.
Right.
And it was about that the CEO went to meet with them to tell them that he absolutely would not allow them to sell his product. And it was just really very interesting because he wanted to keep his company wherever it was. I think it's in Tennessee. And wants to make sure that it's high quality. Yeah, you could buy a lawnmower for $100, but you wouldn't have it for your whole adult life. And he wants to keep that quality. And I really wish that people would recognize that if you're paying more, you get more. And also, you know, you might be saving a lot of money at Walmart, but you're paying for it everywhere else. You're paying for it in your taxes. You're paying for it because jobs are going away. I mean, it is really getting rid of the American dream. I really think that Walmart is very responsible for that.
I agree, and I wouldn't set foot in one. And I don't know. There's something about getting on the air and, you know, saying boycott this or boycott this business. I mean, I don't know. It's always made me kind of uncomfortable. But if somebody asks me about, well, what would you do? Well, I wouldn't go there. I never have gone there. I've got relatives who work there. And I've been in enough small towns in this country, too, to see what's going on there. And plus, I have seen the movie, and I just wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't spend my money there.
I have to admit that I have. I lived in Greencastle, Indiana, which is a town of 10,000.
I know where Greencastle, Indiana is.
You do? Why?
Yeah. Well, because I worked at a radio station that once got in there at night.
Oh, you're kidding. How funny.
I worked at WLS.
That's hysterical. I went to college there, and I also lived in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and I have to tell you, there was nowhere else to be. But it's really depressing. You know that the employees are not treated well. I mean, every time I go in there, I'm sure my cashier, you know, has gotten beaten by her husband that morning or something. You know, it just seems so depressing. And the people are just not taken care of. They're not happy. And, you know, you might be saving a little bit of money, but you're really paying for it.
Yeah, listen, I agree. I agree. I wholeheartedly, I could tell like inside horror stories, but I'm not going to do that. But I'm with you. I just never, I never spend my money there. So people can take that for what they want it to. They can read into that what they so desire, but I think you get my point.
I do get your point, and I appreciate your point. And I do think that we need to put our money where our mouths are. And those of us who are progressives really do need to stay out of there. And there are other companies that are a lot better. I mean, I got real worried about Target because they were letting their pharmacists not dispense emergency contraception. And I felt really, you know, I still feel sort of uncomfortable going there, but I don't go to the pharmacy.
I hear you. All right, so I'm out of time. Listen, I appreciate you calling. Jamie,
have
call me again. Okay,
bye.
All right, coming up next, Jameson Fosier, Media Matters for America. My favorite segment of the week.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name is Joni, and she's already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try it before they buy it?
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You literally get to try it before you buy it. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-644-1454. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-644-1454. 1-800-644-1454.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Is AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn. Another outburst by Saddam Hussein as he is again forced to attend his trial. Today, at least, he was fully dressed. He startled the court with the unverified revelation that he's been on hunger strike for 3 days now. And there's more as we hear from CBS News correspondent Kimberly Dozier in Baghdad.
Judge Abdulrahman once again imposed his discipline on the courtroom. He made all the defendants show up. Saddam Hussein today was dressed in a suit. He obviously realized he wasn't going to get out of this, but he had plenty of choice words for the judge, at one point telling him to hit himself on the head with that gavel.
Homeland Security Chief Michael Chertoff was to have testified before a congressional panel this morning, but his appearance has been scrubbed, rescheduled now for tomorrow. It was widely expected that Chertoff would use the occasion to answer his severest critic on federal response to the Gulf States hurricanes, ousted FEMA boss Michael Brown. How did Hurricane Katrina victims use the $2,000 debit cards they got from the feds after the disaster? The details are in a new report, as we hear from WWL New Orleans reporter Dave Cohen.
The report says the vast majority of people who got FEMA aid used it correctly, and it's those people who still feel like they need more assistance from the government who are angry here in New Orleans today when they hear the kind of things that some people use their FEMA funds to pay for. The list includes a gun, gambling, alcohol, a diamond engagement ring, and massages.
Ohio Democrat and Iraq War veteran Paul Hackett says he's abandoning his quest for a seat in the U.S. Senate, and he says his political career is over less than a year after it began with a narrow loss for a seat in the House. Hackett spokesman Carl Frisch says he feels betrayed because the same National Democratic leaders who urged him to run for the Senate now want him to abandon that and seek the House seat again.
He used the word betrayed. I think that he understands the political situation, and while this is obviously not the way he would have liked things to have gone, he understands that it's politics.
a windfall in the works for American oil and gas companies. The New York Times reports that the government may waive up to $7 billion in royalties from pumping on federal lands over the next 5 years. That's upsetting news to California Democratic Congressman George Miller.
These are public lands that are drilled by the oil companies. The public is entitled to a royalty from those lands for the oil taken from them.
The anticipated royalty relief stems from regulations written 10 years ago when Congress wanted to encourage more oil and gas drilling. Warm weather and those Christmas gift cards credited for a 2.3% gain in retail sales last month, the best showing for the stat in 20 months. On Wall Street right now, Dow Industrial's up 44 points. This is CBS News.
In the competitive world of dating, you can always use a little help. That's why Match.com is now working with
the one, the only Dr. Phil!
At Match.com, we've got the right people, and Dr. Phil's got the right insight. It's a great way to the right relationship.
If you want to be a winner in love, you want to be a winner in relationships, then do what it takes.
Match.com will show you who. Dr. Phil will show you how. Visit Match.com, the number one site for love.
Clarence Young, a scientist at GlaxoSmithKline, on how far he's willing to go.
Finding a new antibiotic is about as easy as catching one particular snowflake. It takes about 15 years to find one that works. Then, as soon as the bacteria develop resistance, we're right back where we started. But everyone benefits from antibiotics, so the war never stops. At GK, quitting's just not an option.
GlaxoSmithKline. Today's medicines, tomorrow's miracles.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Oh, seriously, in trouble for your ride this morning. Have a crash off to the left shoulder, northbound I-25 at Yale. So that's adding to your jams coming up from the tech center now. More trouble for westbound I-70. Have a new accident just past Havana. So if your second most delays from 225, that would be the reason. Also, seems in trouble if you're headed up into the mountains. Expect a slow go approaching the tunnel. They have it down to just one lane there. Up on 225 or slow, and as you head towards the tech center and around town, things are now thinning out on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. Turnpike's still a little heavy as you make your way into Boulder. And this rolled tanker truck at 55th and Belmont, well, looks like that's going to be there until sometime this afternoon.
Well, it's time to buy a house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider your first home, consider Amber Homes, a higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnie View from now until April 30th. Check out AmberHomes.com for details.
I'm the president.
Can you imagine that?
If he shot Bush like that, I think he's got a temper and he's kind of macho. I think Bush would have gotten up. And then I think they would have gone after each other, blasting each other like in a Tarantino movie.
Al Franken. Weekday mornings at 10 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
That's possible. These guys, I think, have short fuses.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:05, 5 minutes after 9, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 53, partly sunny skies. Tomorrow, though, high only 32. Snow in the forecast. Jay Marvin here on the program, The Questions, Conventional Wisdom and Authority, and it's time for my favorite segment of the week. Media Matters for America from MediaMattersForAmerica.org. And as you know, we switch off. We have a Paul Waldman on sometimes and Jameson Fosier. And this morning, we have Jameson Fosier. And Jameson, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. And by the way, give my best to Paul Waldman, who has an excellent article in this month's Washington Monthly about the Sunday morning talking shows, talking head shows. And after you read that, you're not going to want to watch any of them at all.
That's probably true. Paul actually headed up a pretty lengthy and detailed project for us looking at 9 years' worth of Sunday show guest data. And the Washington Monthly article is a preview of that. And just today we've released the full report. It's available on our website at MediaMatters.org.
Okay. That means we can go right now at this moment and download it.
You can go right now this moment, and it'll be the first thing you see on the front page there. And basically it finds that for the last 9 years, Republicans and conservatives have greatly outnumbered progressives and Democrats on the Sunday morning talk shows.
Yep. I intend to go download it as soon as we get off here. I can't wait to read it. And if it's anything like that article in Washington Monthly, it is a killer. By the way, the website is MediaMatters.org. Okay, let's get to it. Let's talk about one of my favorites. Matthews continues to lead cheers for McCain, awarding him a victory in the Obama flap.
Yeah, Chris Matthews is quite fond of John McCain, it seems. I sometimes wonder if the president's going to get a little bit jealous. We know Matthews describes Bush as glistening with a sunny nobility, but his praise for McCain is often even more effusive. And last week, well, there was the John McCain-Barack Obama little flap where they sent a couple letters back and forth criticizing each other. McCain made his loyalties pretty well known. He had McCain, Matthews made his loyalties pretty well known. He had McCain on at one point and was just gushing and basically taking McCain's version of events completely at face value and deriding the way Obama treated him. I think at one point he said this you're being very nice right now to McCain, but this incident really gives people a good insight into how Barack Obama is treating you, as though Obama had done something wrong.
Yeah, unbelievable, isn't it? All right, speaking of the Sunday morning talking head shows, this week, this one comes from this week's ABC's This Week's with George Stephanopoulos. Washington Post George Will claimed public doesn't care about wiretapping, but polls suggest otherwise.
Yeah, this is, you know, a frequent comment we're hearing from conservatives who want to defend Bush's wiretapping scheme or who don't want to defend it but kind of want to make it go away, is to say that the public doesn't care about it. Polling really doesn't support that, and neither does, I think, talking to most people around the country. In fact, the polling that we've seen on questions of whether or not people think there should be a special counsel appointed to investigate this shows that nearly 60% of the people think that there should be. That's much higher just by comparison than the number of people who thought there should be a Whitewater special counsel back in the 90s. So there does seem to be a great deal of public interest in this and concern and a desire to get to the truth and to get to the facts.
But they all run that spin line, don't they?
They do. They do. They all say that, you know, nobody cares and that it's a done issue and Bush has won it and it's just not really backed up by anything. The polling does show that the public is pretty split on what they think has been and what should happen, particularly depending on how you word the question. But there's just no indication that people don't care about it. People certainly do. And like I said, they want to get to the bottom of it much more than they ever wanted to get to the bottom of Whitewater, which was portrayed in the media as some big burning national issue that had to be resolved immediately.
Yeah, and the other thing I find really just ridiculous about their whole line is, so what if the public doesn't care about it? If it's illegal, then, you know something? You got to do something about it. It's like whether to follow the law or not to rest on the public's interest?
Yeah, that is bizarre, and it's bizarre to hear particularly journalists make that suggestion. You know, it's the kind of thing that you might expect to hear out of the White House as part of their defense. Well, nobody cares about this, let's move on. But for journalists who theoretically at least are supposed to be looking for the truth and reporting on newsworthy things and important topics, to just sort of throw up their hands and say, well, people don't care about this, we're going to talk about some runaway bride or something, is pretty depressing.
Yeah, it is pretty depressing. All right, this next one is a big, I mean, I get emails on this constantly. This is a big, huge, huge thing. And I don't know that we'll ever settle it in the time we have here, but we should at least talk about it. AP continues to mislead on purported Abramoff-Reed links. You know that this is all over the place about Harry Reid and Jack Abramoff, and it's very, very hard in the mainstream press to get the true story on this deal.
Yeah, you know, the AP last week ran a very lengthy article purporting to demonstrate close ties between Harry Reid and Jack Abramoff, and it was really kind of a strange article in that it spent a great deal of time talking about Abramoff's efforts to lobby Reid about this minimum wage bill Abramoff's clients opposed. Now, glaringly absent from this article was a mention of a seemingly significant detail that Reid was actually a co-sponsor of this bill that Abramoff's clients opposed. So readers of this AP story were left with the impression that somehow Harry Reid was doing Abramoff's bidding. In fact, he was opposing Abramoff's clients. He was a co-sponsor of legislation that they didn't like. The AP readers were never told that. And so that was completely missing. The article spent a great deal of time talking about contacts between one of Abramoff's colleagues and Reid's office. The AP didn't bother to contact the colleague for comments. He sent subsequently put out a statement saying basically, you know, the AP didn't bother to contact me, and the story has gotten it wrong, and I think that the billing records are falsified. So the AP then followed up with another article in which they claimed that this guy Platts confirmed their initial report, and they still didn't mention that Reid had opposed the legislation in question. They still didn't mention any of the other exonerating information like that. So they're really pretty badly misleading their readers here.
And, you know, along that same subject line, you guys did score a victory. MSNBC corrected Abramoff falsehoods documented by Media Matters. Talk about that a little bit.
Sure. MSNBC, like a lot of news organizations, reported falsely that Jack Abramoff gave Harry Reid $68,000. In fact, Jack Abramoff never gave Harry Reid or any other Democrat a single dime. And so we pointed that out, just as we have numerous times before when other news organizations got it wrong, and MSNBC actually corrected their report on air. So that was good to see, but this is something that news organizations have been getting wrong for a long time, and it's kind of shocking to see them still get it wrong, frankly. But I have no doubt that in the next week, you know, we're going to do this again with some other news organization.
Well, you guys, I mean, I always say this on the air. I mean, you guys just do the best job. People should go to MediaMatters.org and sign up for these mailers and check out what's going on. All right, here's somebody we haven't talked about hardly ever, and that's Fred Barnes. Barnes said tax issues help Republicans, but Fox News and other polling says otherwise.
Yeah, this is, you know, just another example of the kind of the things everybody takes for granted and says over and over again. Tax issues help Republicans. Osama bin Laden popping up has got to be a benefit for the Bush administration. Nobody ever really explores why. And in the case of bin Laden, of course, you could just as easily argue that, you know, he's a reminder that it's been 4 years and the administration hasn't caught him. So how is that a benefit for him? In the case of tax issues, Barnes just asserts that, you know, if the public conversation is about taxes, that helps Republicans because people like Republicans on taxes. Well, that's not supported by any recent polling, which says people are more confident in Democrats' ability to do a better job than Republicans. And it isn't supported by sort of just common sense. I mean, everybody at this point knows that the Bush administration and Republicans in Congress have run up massive deficits in large part because of their tax cut plans. So why would anybody think that would help Republicans to talk about taxes when, you know, they've basically screwed it up for the last 5 years?
All right, one last one here, and this is one of the primary reasons I don't watch the Chris Matthews Sunday show anymore, because and with Frank Rich, by the way, too, missing from the op-ed pages of the Sunday New York Times, this guy really drives me crazy. Let's talk a little bit about him, and I'm talking about David Brooks. New York Times, Brooks, Democratic Party has more nuts than GOP.
Right. Brooks says that's the weakness of the Democratic Party. They've got the blogs and the netroots who are semi-nuts and insist on a Stalinist line of discipline. And Matthews urges him on, and Brooks ends up acknowledging that both parties have people that he describes are nuts, including Pat Dobson. I guess he meant either Pat Robertson or James Dobson, or both. Matthews ends up asking him which party has more nuts, and Brooks says, objectively, the Democratic Party, which is sort of an interesting statement, but definitely shows where he's coming from.
And Matthews doesn't call him on it, obviously. He doesn't say, well, wait a minute, where did you get that from?
No, he doesn't, of course not. And it's, you know, it's interesting to see guys like David Brooks and Chris Matthews and representatives of some of the biggest, most important news organizations in the country judge Democrats on the actions of some of their bloggers and netroots while giving Republicans a pass for things that are said by, you know, Rush Limbaugh, who has 20 million listeners, and Ann Coulter.
Yeah, who Ann Coulter, who called the Muslim culture a car-burning culture. Am I right about that?
She did, and she once said that the only question about what to do with Clinton was to impeach or assassinate. She said she wished Tim McVeigh blew up the New York Times building. But people like Limbaugh and Coulter aren't, you know, the Republicans and conservatives in general aren't held accountable for the things they say. But on the other side of the coin, you get David Brooks and Chris Matthews holding Democrats and the progressive movement responsible for something that's said online by some anonymous poster.
Yeah, you know, at one point, Coulter made some comment about converting Muslims at the point of a sword.
Yeah, she said at one point, I guess in 2002, that we should invade their countries, kill their children, convert them to Christianity, something like that. It was a really bizarre comment.
Yeah, I confronted her with that. She actually, the way she came back at me is she obviously believed it. I asked her, what was the point? There was no point in asking her anything. I should have just passed on it because she's out there.
Sure, and she's somebody who is frequently invited as a guest on not only the cable shows, but she's been a guest on the Today Show two or three times in the last 6 months. And people treat her as though she's a mainstream, reasonable person. And again, just sort of beat Democrats over the head whenever some anonymous internet poster says something controversial. It's really kind of a bizarre double standard.
Yeah, you know what? It really is. Jameson, thank you so much again for this edition for this week. Now, I want to remind people, if you are one of those people that watches the Sunday Talking Head shows, now I got to say I'm kind of like backing away from them. You got to go to MediaMatters.org and download this study. Right, you can see it right in the front of the front at the very beginning of the webpage. Right?
Absolutely, MediaMatters.org. It'll be in the top of the page. You can't miss it.
And download it and read it because it is fantastic. And also get a hold of that Washington Monthly article as well because that's good too.
Yeah, it is, and I'm sure Paul will be happy to discuss it further with you next week.
All right. Hey, Jameson, good to hear your voice. Thank you so much, and really do appreciate your time.
Great. Take care, Jay.
Okay, you got it. All right, there's Jameson Fosier. Good guy. And MediaMatters.org, great organization. My number one organization. I love them. And the ACLU is right behind them. All right, we'll open up the phones again. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600, 918, 18 minutes after 9. And I got four open lines here at 303-713-7600. Hope you're enjoying the weather out there and the fact that it's going to be 53 today, because guess what? Tomorrow, 32 degrees.
Do you have a home improvement project? Any home improvement project, but don't know who to call? Call Best in Class. Best in Class is a co-op network of some of Denver's premier contractors whose work is guaranteed. House paint, deck remodel, plumber, clean the carpets, whatever the job. Call Best in Class and rest easy because the work is guaranteed and insured. Best in Class will take the guesswork out of your next home project. Call right now, 303-660-9669. That's 660-9669, or go to callbestinclass.com.
Did you hear that? Your customers did. To find out more about advertising, call Sean Doherty at 303-713-8318 or click on the advertisement tab in your media player.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver and post your reviews at maxnipes.com.
Check out this week's review from Jazz at Jack's. Go here, period. This may be the best place for live jazz in Denver. We haven't been to every jazz club in town yet, so to be fair, we'll say it's in the top two. As soon as more people find out about it, you'll be waiting in line to get in. Jazz at Jack's at 15th and Platt.
Give your review. Log on to maxnights.com and tell them where you want to go. Maxnights.com.
Hey guys, don't be alarmed. Blondie's Firehouse, same bar, different location. Now on South Inca in Inglewood, still offers karaoke nights, awesome bands, trivia, and great food. With all this fun, you're sure to have a three-alarm time.
BlondiesFirehouse.com, 720-963-8408.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the Internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is in a free software package from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free software showing you how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-330-1157. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-330-1157. 1-800-330-1157.
7-9000.
I have an invention, but I don't know what to do next.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp has inventors' information for you. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-900-0140. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-900-0140. That's 1-800-900-0140.
Hey, Bob, if you could have dinner with anyone making history today, who would you choose?
Easy. Ambassador Joe Wilson. You know, the guy whose wife was exposed as a CIA agent. But who are we kidding? That ain't going to happen in Northern Colorado.
Bob.
What?
It's going to happen. The Larimer County Democrats and AM 760 are giving you a couple of chances to dine with a history maker. One seat at Ambassador Joe Wilson's President's Day dinner table will be auctioned, with bidding opening at $200. Log on to AM760.net to place your bid.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
We're going to tether off the mother sucker. Tether off.
Ooh, is this Parliament? I believe
tether
it is.
Off. We're going to tether off the
I haven't heard this in forever. Maybe we should just play this all the way through. 9:22, 22 minutes after 9 a.m. 760 Progressive Talk. Thanks for so much for being a part of the program this morning. High today 53, partly sunny skies. Tomorrow, 32, flurries, possible snow. Open phones underway, 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about is fine with me. And it's been a varied and interesting morning this morning. I still cannot, and there's a, is it on the Huffington Post blog? That Gary Hart is quoted on there as saying, and you should go read this, that Gary Hart is quoted on there as saying that having Paul Hackett drop out of that senatorial race against to get the nomination to run against Mike DeWine is old-time politics, and we're going to try to book Hart on to talk about that. Because I really am uncomfortable with that idea. And, you know, much of what I do for here from time to time on the air is speculate. Which some people will send me emails and they'll say, well, you know, you talk out of both sides of your mouth. No, I'm just speculating about stuff like this. And on one hand, I can see where, you know, you need discipline. I can see where you can sit back. You can admire the Republicans for their rigidity. You can admire the Republicans for their control. You can admire them for the fact that they all stay on talking point. But the other side of that is, where's the room for individuality? And where's the room for dissent, discussion, and disagreement? And that kind of stuff makes me extremely uncomfortable. And I don't know if I'm the only one who feels that way. I really believe in the primary system. I like a good primary. I enjoy the idea of getting to hear the candidates debate. I like the idea. I like the idea that you and I get a chance to vote. That's why I really want to see a Democratic primary for governor. And you know there's going to be one for the Republican side between Beaupre and Holtzman. And why not have one on our side, too, with Ritter and Lindstrom. And if Lindstrom doesn't do it, hopefully, Alice Madden will jump in. And we can have this kind of a situation. I don't know why people are uncomfortable with this. I don't have any idea. I know that there is a big thirst and desire to win. I understand that. But one of the things we should revel in is the idea that anybody can throw their hat into the ring and go for it. And you don't necessarily have to totally 100% agree with them. And let the two candidates debate. And let them do their thing. All right, lines open at 303-713-7600. Ken in Colorado Springs. Ken, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Just fine.
Hey, I can't help but when I hear you talk to the guy from Media Matters, kind of reminds me of these, have you ever seen those ink blots where one person looks at it, he sees a beautiful woman's face, someone else looks at it, they see an old woman, or, you know what I'm talking about? When I hear you guys talk about the conservative mainstream media, it just makes me laugh. Why do you think the conservative mainstream media buried the story about Al Gore's speech in Saudi Arabia?
I don't know, do you consider CNN to be the mainstream media?
Yeah.
Well, it was in there. You want me to read it to you?
You mean it was on their television broadcast?
Yeah, that's right, and it was also on their website. You want me to read it to you?
Go ahead.
A speech in which former Vice President Al Gore told mostly a Saudi audience that the U.S. had committed terrible abuses against Arabs after 9/11 continues to make waves, with critics calling the remarks disloyal and inappropriate during a time of war. Some also challenged Gore's reported assertions that the thoughtlessness that the U.S. visa policies towards Arabs were playing into Al-Qaeda's hands. The most serious questions, however, involve Gore's decision to criticize his country's policies while abroad at a time when Muslim feelings against the West are running high. Addressing the Jeddah Economic Forum, Gore said Sunday that the September 11, 2001 attacks, Arab Americans had been indiscriminately rounded up, often on minor charges of overstaying a visa or not having a green card in proper order or held in conditions that were just and unforgivable. There it is. It's on there, pal, if you want to go look at it. And by the way, I happen to agree with his comments.
Well, I don't get a chance to watch every cable news.
Well, then, if you don't get a chance, if you don't get a chance to watch every cable news TV show, then I would suggest you do the following things. One, don't say that it wasn't on there if you didn't get a chance to see it, because I believe that ABC and CBS did carry it. And two, when you make your comments about Media Matters, have you ever been to their website?
No.
Then how can you make an informed statement about anything having to do with them?
I listen to them on your show.
You have no backup. You haven't looked at their website. How can you? So you've now made. So now congratulations. You've come on AM 760 and you've now made two misinformed statements. Would you like to try for three?
No, my statements weren't misinformed.
No, it is misinformed.
I didn't hear the story on mainstream media.
Because you didn't hear it doesn't mean it didn't exist. Because you didn't hear it doesn't mean it didn't exist. I gave you an example of the mainstream media, which is CNN.
We have wall-to-wall coverage on Dick Cheney's honey accident, but we don't hear hardly a peep about
it. I saw it on CNN. I saw it on MSNBC. I saw it in the New York Times. Where else would you like to go? I mean, you know what? At least I saw it in three places. You saw it in no places.
I think so.
How would you know? How would you know? Did you see them? Did you see the reports?
I think they're giving very scant coverage because I watched TV and I didn't see it.
How would you know that they gave scant coverage if you didn't see the reports?
They're giving it very scant coverage.
How would you know that they did that? They gave it scant coverage if you didn't see the reports?
I haven't seen it.
Well, because you haven't seen it doesn't mean it exists. Hey, I know there's a cure. I know there's a cure for certain diseases, but many of those diseases I've never had to come in contact with. Thank you for the call. Jeez. Boy, we have sunk to an all-time low as far as callers go this morning. I'm telling you, an all-time freaking low. This thing needs to go back to a sports station. It really does. I need to walk out of here at 10 o'clock and just beg management to let me go. They have to put up with this kind of crap. Let's go to Tim in Boulder. Tim, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
All right. I'm all right.
I agree with your opinions. I was just noticing the other day on CNN, mainstream media, I guess, that Miles O'Brien was interviewing Howard Dean, and he asked Dean about what the Democratic platforms were, and Dean came up with five or six things like, we'll have health care like every other nation, we'll cut emissions, you know, they go down the line, he has an answer for everything.
Yeah, I saw that.
And then the next thing Miles O'Brien said was, well, you know, what do you answer to the charge that the Democrats have no platform and have no ideas and are just a party of hell. And I wanted to just throttle the guy, you know, because this is what it is. The Republicans just lie over and over and over again, just bald-faced lies. The media repeats that lie over and over again, and people then start to believe, oh, Democrats have no ideas because Miles O'Brien said it.
Miles O'Brien has been gigged numerous times by Media Matters for doing exactly what you just caught him doing. I didn't see his follow-up. I only saw Dean make the statement, and I thought to myself, well, there's a perfect example of where Democrats have areas of concern. They have areas of things that they think need to be rectified in the country. But I did not see O'Brien turn around. But that just doesn't surprise me.
I mean, the first 5 minutes, all things that Democrats want to do that are positive and that can't be done, and that this administration is not doing. And then Miles says, we have no ideas. It just gripes me because callers like your last, that's the only thing that guy's going to remember.
Yeah. You know what? You're right about that, and that's why we have to try to combat that on an ongoing basis, and it is very, very frustrating. Well, I'll have you know you're in the same you're in the same camp as my wife, Mary, who absolutely cannot stand Miles O'Brien.
he usually talks about how rich he is and how he has a boat and a plane.
Yeah, so. You know, that's what she says, too. She said, I haven't heard him do that, but she says he talks about the fact that he's got like a boat and a plane and then he's a pilot and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, nice chat with you. Don't give up. Please don't give up. We need people like you.
Tim, thank you. You're very kind.
All right, take care.
All right, take care. Yeah, that's what we'll do. We'll get John Turk over here to talk about curling or luge or something. And you know, Arabs were treated in this country disgracefully after 9/11. For instance, you know what the federal government wanted the Chicago Police Department to do? They wanted the Chicago Police Department to go out and spy on Arab Americans living in Chicago. And the Chicago Police Department told them, no, we're not going to do it. We don't have the manpower to do it, and we think it's wrong. I mean, you know, one of these days we're going to have to own up to our behavior, and it's our behavior that gets us into this trouble. I mean, really, let's straighten up here and fly right. And maybe it's just today. Maybe it's just the quality of the callers today, man. I have had some real, you know, ones that have just been out there. And I'm not saying everybody should agree with me. That's not the point. But the point is, I mean, you know what? If you're going to, like, wage some kind of a discussion or have some kind of at least an argument, at least be prepared, for God's sakes. 9:30, you know, really. I mean, just at least check it out. Because you didn't see it happen doesn't mean it doesn't happen. It's impossible that all of us can consume that much media in order to know what totally, completely gets reported and what doesn't get reported. That's why there's organizations like me.
Want to live it up at the next Avalanche home game? Well, go to AmberHomes.com and register to win tickets in their luxury suite. Amber Homes is a proud sponsor of the Colorado Avalanche. Sign up to win tickets now at AmberHomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Don't you love the feeling you get shopping at your favorite gift boutique? Now you can enjoy that feeling shopping online at Teresa'sGifts.com. You'll love getting all your shopping done at their locally owned online gallery. Browse through all their gifts, from indoor decor to your favorite collectibles. You'll be amazed at the variety they offer. And since they're not a giant corporate site, you'll feel right at home. Visit Teresa'sGifts.com or click on the image in your media player for more info.
Just past Highway 34 and I-25, exit 259 and look for the signs.
You did very, very well for a white guy.
You know what I mean?
Dancing circles around conservatives.
Can't you just feel it?
Ed Schultz.
I'm shuffling right now behind the microphone.
The Ed Schultz Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
I feel good.
You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
9:34, 26 minutes in front of 10 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. I had a conversation, very heated conversation, very passionate conversation with a woman a couple of weeks ago about the lives we lead and about how busy we are. And most of us are busy and we have things going on. And most of us, it's hard to take the time to do things in life that you want to do. Now, maybe what you got in mind is you want to buy another car. And you want to get a good price. And you want to deal with people who are nice. But you don't have time to chase around all over the place. Well, you know that I'd recommend that you go to Rockies, home of the cleanest late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. But I understand that just because I get on the radio and just because I tell you you should go out there, I understand that that doesn't mean you're going to run right out there because you've got a million other things to do today. So let me give you an alternative. Check them out on the Internet. RockiesAutos.com. Why? You can see the inventory. You can pre-qualify for a car loan, and you can read their business philosophy right there at their Internet site, RockiesAutos.com. Then, if you see something you like, or if you see several things that you like, then you can schedule some time and get on out to Rockies and talk to my friends Tom and Marv Alshear, the Alshear brothers, or Spanky, or Colby, or Fred Labrato, or any of the folks working out there. And you can schedule some time to go out and take a look and take a test drive and see what you think. It's just as simple as that. No one is going to high-pressure you. No one's going to bend your arm. They're going to treat you with respect. They're going to wait on you, and you're going to get the dignity that you deserve. But most important, Rockies will just fit right into your lifestyle. So go check them out on the Internet first and see if they have what you want at RockiesAutos.com. Rockies been around going on their 25th year, family-owned and operated, and you don't make 25 years by being lousy. You make 25 years by being good. And that's exactly what they are. They are good folks. And Mary and I have had wonderful, wonderful experiences buying cars from them. And I don't hesitate to recommend that you or anybody you know goes to Rockies. They are just real, real, real good people. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, and just south of the Boulder Turnpike. See you out there.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-900-7127 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-900-7127 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-900-7127.
Live, local, and left. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Golden years. That's what I had to be in my golden years now. Sitting in a double-wide trailer in the middle of Nevada. Drinking whiskey. I'm gambling away my last $5. 9:38, 38 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. And you know what? It's open phones. 303-713-7600. High today, 53. Tomorrow, 32. Snow flurries. Possible snow. And in the storm of troubled waters, there's nothing like the calm, caressing, and comforting voice of Pierre in Hartsel. Pierre, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day, big guy.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day to you too, Pierre.
Thanks. One, I've got a few real quick things. One, I want to thank AM 760. I won one of the sets of tickets to Bill Maher. I'm so excited.
Oh, wow. How about that?
Yeah, I was really excited about that. Two, I'm with you on Media Matters. It's the best website in the world. They're just so on top of everything. And, you know, I actually wrote to David Brooks because that article irritated me to no end, you know.
Yeah.
Third one is I think McCain is going to end up being the Republican guy. And, you know, I think that we all have to remember what the Bushies did to him when he ran against. So, you know, that's a good time to bring up all that stuff and show what a wishy-washy guy he is.
I think, you know what? I think it is. And I was reading last night where at one point, I can't remember when this was. Maybe it was last election cycle. Maybe it was last general election. Was it 2000 that he ran against Bush?
Yeah.
In 2000, he talked about financing of public campaigns, and now all of a sudden he's against it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, the same thing, you know, flip-flop, you know. The other thing is, and this is just for your listeners because you couldn't do it, but whenever I have to talk to some Republican that's a diehard and, you know, they just won't listen no matter how many facts you give them, I used to get so frustrated. Now I've taken on a whole new tact. I call it's my regression theory. And so whenever they say something to me and I know that I'm never going to get through to them, I say stuff like, well, you know, Laura Bush, she killed her boyfriend when she was in high school. And she was drunk, and the Bushes got her off. And, you know, part of it's true. She did.
Oh, yeah.
But it was an accident, you know. But I don't let them know that. And I say, yeah, and the Bushes got her off. How do you think she got into that family? And I say stuff like that. And you should see how irritated they get. And so it's my regression theory. So for all of you people out there that end up having to talk to those kinds of people, and they just don't want to listen, just, you know, revert to doing what they do. Give partial truth to everything.
Boy.
And, you know?
That is so funny, and you know one of the reasons why I'm really laughing is because you sound like we're sitting in our living room over the weekend when Mary said the exact same thing to me when Mary saw Laura Bush on TV. She said, "You know, by the way, she got out underneath that drunk driving rap pretty easily, didn't she? Wonder what the story was behind that."
Well, you know, they always bring up Ted Kennedy, you know. And so it's like, oh, now we got Cheney. We can do the same thing about Cheney. And, you know, it's on and on. And I figure, hey, they don't like it. And they say, well, that's not true. And it's, well, it's as true as anything you say, you know. So anyway, so for all those people that get finally frustrated, because I got to the point where my blood pressure boiled. And I thought, well, this is stupid. I'm going to do what they do. There's plenty of stuff out there that you could revert to, you know.
You know what we should do? We should have a segment on this show. I got to figure out how to put it together, but we should have a segment on this show of, like, once a week, we should have, like, 10 rude things you can say to your Republican friends.
Oh, that's a great idea. I like
put
that.
Put all that stuff out, like, George Bush, like, Laura Bush got off for killing, you know, and just go through the whole, you know, all that rumor mongering, all that mudslinging crap that those people continuously spread around. And we've had a couple of callers this morning who have tried to do exactly that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what, Pierre? Great idea. Hey, don't be a stranger. Call me again.
Well, I've been working, so have a good one, Jay.
We love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, Mary turned and said that about Laura Bush. Didn't she kill somebody when she was in high school for drunk driving? How did she get out of that? I started laughing. But, you know, that's what they do to us. Now, we can have a debate about getting down. As long as you did it tongue-in-cheek-like and didn't take it seriously. Because then, if you took it seriously, then you would have to have a debate about getting down to their level. But they do that stuff routine all the time, make those terrible comments. And lump everybody together and make broad-brush generalizations. And making broad brush generalizations are a part of human nature. But you just got to be careful that you don't do it. And I know I do it, and I try very, very hard, very, very hard not to do it. Let's go to Michael in Denver. Michael, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing, Jay?
I'm doing all right, man.
You guys are doing a great job. I listen every day.
Thank you. You're very kind.
I wanted to comment. This guy that you were talking to before who had mentioned that they had this wall-to-wall coverage of this Cheney event.
Right.
When did the accident actually occur? On Saturday, right?
Yeah, it was on Saturday.
And I was watching a press conference with McClellan. They were running that on one of the programs last night. And one of the reporters in the Corps asked which state or which local paper picked it up and why, if they were a member of the AP, why it didn't come out right away. And I'm wondering if you know anything about that and why it would have taken them so long to, you know, for this to actually come out.
You know, I don't know, other than I know that the woman who wrote it for that little newspaper was one of these. It's one of these situations where they rotate jobs every weekend, and she's I think she's the food and fitness editor, basically. And she just happened to be at work that day and found out about it, was tipped off to it, and wrote about it. Why it took so long to make it up to the AP, you know what I think? I'll tell you what I think. I don't have any proof of this, but I think the reason it took so long to get out, and I think the reason that the White House badly managed the whole situation, is because basically, you know what? Dick Cheney is a very private guy who basically doesn't give a damn whether you know what goes on in his life or not.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's one of the things that went on there. But, you know, who knows? I mean, it's like I said this morning between 6 and 7. It seems like everything that they touch and everything that they're involved in, they seem to drop the ball and screw up. And it seems as time goes on, no matter how big or how little it is, it just keeps getting worse and worse.
It does. It's amazing to me. You know, it shocks me that he is such a private guy. He doesn't want anybody to know about what's going on in his life. But they certainly want to know everything that's going on in everybody else's
life. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, they want that wiretapping.
Yeah, exactly. Specifically if you're, you know, if you're like-minded like we are, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, if you've got any dissenting opinion, you're a treasonist and you're an anti-patriot and blah, blah, blah.
Well, they can read, you know what, man, I'll tell you what, they can read my email. They can read mine. I'm emailing friends in Cuba, and I don't give a damn whether the federal government knows about it or not.
Yeah, me either. I mean, you know, go ahead. I've got, you know, to coin their phrase, I've got nothing to hide. Go ahead. You know, I would prefer that, you know, that we have, you know, our civil rights intact, and I prefer that, you know, that we be left alone, but, you know, that's not going to happen. I wanted to ask you also one other thing.
All right, hang on. Can I put you on hold?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, hang on. Let me park you in the phone zone. And we'll come back. One line open at 303-713-7600. By the way, CNN.com has got a White House defense handling of Cheney's shooting. Cheney gets warning from Parks and Wildlife Department.
So, you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You are a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Yeah, now the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs, all internet priced. Hey, nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
Macintosh owners know Macs are better than other computers, but as good as they are, occasionally we all need a little technical help. That's where Best Mac Solutions comes in.
Trust Max Solutions, a local Apple-certified company with 19 years of experience, can get that home or small business network going or upgrade your software. Many problems can be solved with a quick phone call. And if you're just ready to upgrade from a PC to the best system, they can help you with that. Call Corel now at 720-266-4915 or click on the banner in the player now.
Carell's rider training and now carrying LoJack. Experience the mile-high difference. I-70 in Airport Boulevard and at MileHighHarley.com.
AM 760, Progressive Talk and Einstein Brothers want to give you and your coworkers a break from the everyday routine.
Each Wednesday through March, AM 760 and Einstein Brothers will be bringing one lucky workplace breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Nosh away on a bagel and a schmear when AM 760 shows up at your office with breakfast for 20.
For more information on how to put a break in your daily routine, log on to AM760.net. AM760.net.
Here you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, cool cats and kittens, this is Cupid at All American Vogue. Valentine's Day is upon us. It's time to pick up something special for your sweetheart. I've got clothing for men and women, sexy lingerie, stockings, and underwear for women. Of course, I've got all the great anti-bush stuff. Come to All American Vogue at 10 South Broadway at Ellsworth, one block south of First Avenue, or call 7 days a week at 303-733-4140. That's 303-733-4140.
9:48, 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Hey, did you know this, that during President Franklin D. Roosevelt's 12 years and 1 month as President of the United States, 11 dogs lived in the White House. They included a German Shepherd who tried to rip the pants off the British Prime Minister. Well, if you came to stay at my house, Coco and Jackson would definitely give you trouble. So, I mean, I don't know that Coco and Jackson would try to rip the pants off the British Prime Minister, but they certainly would hassle you a little bit, particularly Jackson, the min pin, and Coco would try to kill you with her charm. But, you know, they've got so much energy, they feel so good, they look so good, and one of the reasons is Purina One. Why? Because Mary and I have fed Purina One to Coco and Jackson since they have been very little puppies, and we've fed Purina One to our dogs for years. You need to find out exactly what we know, which is how great Purina One is, how clear their eyes will look, how great their skin will feel, how much energy they'll have. Purina One dog food starts with real meat, real poultry, real fish as the number one ingredient. There are never any fillers added, no artificial colors or flavors, and every Purina One formula is packaged within hours of cooking. This helps maintain freshness, nutrition, taste, and nutrients. So you know what? What are you waiting for? Take the Purina One 30-Day Challenge. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK, and get your free 4-pound bag of Purina One that's right for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. Can't emphasize enough how good Purina really is. The number again is 1-888-606-BARK, 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 and pick up your Purina One dog and cat products at your local Safeway.
What if your child was serving life without parole? Even worse, what if they were wrongly convicted? Attend a free showing of the powerful prison documentary, Juvies, February 22nd at 6:30 in the Science Amphitheater on the main campus of Denver's Regis College. Call 720-314-1402.
Ambassador Joseph Wilson will be the keynote speaker at the Larimer County Democrats Dinner on March 18th. And AM 760 is giving you the chance to sit at the ambassador's table for the evening. Go to the events page at am760.net and place your bids to win these exclusive seats. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for you to be part of history unfolding. And all the details are online at am760.net. From the Larimer County Democrats and Progressive Talk, AM 760.
With the best pricing on tires, the best service in the industry, multiple locations across the Front Range, make Aspen Goodyear your one-stop shop. Call 888-401-AUTO for the nearest location. That's 888-401-AUTO, 888-401-AUTO.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Zeppelin. 9:51, 9 minutes away from 10 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, closing moments here. Al Franken coming up after 10 o'clock. High today, 53, partly sunny skies. Low tomorrow, low tonight, rather, 18. High tomorrow, 32. Chance of flurries or snow tomorrow. All right, it's open phones underway, 303-713-7600. Back to Michael in Denver, who's been floating around in the phone zone. Okay, Michael, go ahead. You wanted, you had one other thing you wanted to say?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you about this thing with Cindy Sheehan getting arrested, and I know it's a couple of weeks old now. It's, you know, but I'm curious to know, do you think that her wearing the whatever T-shirt and violating the dress code, did she get arrested because she refused to leave the building?
No.
She was simply just arrested for breaking the dress code?
Yeah, for breaking the dress code. And the difference was is that she got let out in handcuffs, and Congressman Bob Young of St. Petersburg, Florida's wife also got let out, but not in handcuffs, and she had a pro-troop shirt on.
It's just unbelievable. Now, the person that invited Cindy Sheehan, do you think that she knew that she was going to wear that? And
you know, she was invited by Congresswoman Lynn Woolsey. I don't know that, or is it Congressman Lynn Woolsey? I'm not sure, but I don't know. I don't think they ever asked. I don't think that they ever asked. And by the way, Congressman Young's wife had I misspoke there. Not a pro troops, but a pro Iraq War policy T-shirt on.
And she was let out without being handcuffed and not arrested.
Yeah,
you know, it's absurd. It boggles my mind.
But they dropped the charges against Sheehan.
Well, yeah, they dropped the charges against her. I understand that, but you know, it's ridiculous that she was let out in handcuffs after everything this woman has been through. You know, cut her some slack. You know, it's still America. You're still supposed to be able to speak your mind. I realize there's a dress code, but where do you get arrested anywhere? Because you violate a dress code. That's just absurd.
Yeah, well, at a George W. Bush rally.
Yeah, evidently. At a Bush rally or any, you know, it's just amazing how inept they are at governing and handling anything. And I don't understand how any Republican conservative in this time, knowing everything that we know now, how a conservative can condone anything that this administration has done. It goes beyond conservative. It's not traditional right-wing.
Well, many of them don't, and then the ones who do, you hear them. They call up here and make ridiculous and stupid arguments like that one guy about the Al Gore speech.
Yeah, I know.
They're frustrated. You know, they're frustrated because all this stuff is coming down on them, and they don't know how to handle it, and their president is sitting at a 39-point public opinion poll position. It's low. It's gone down from 41 to 39. He's losing ground, not gaining ground.
Yeah, well, and that's because he just continues to be more and more inept. I mean, at every turn, it's just amazing to me the things that these people do and how they drop the ball, you know, over and over again. I think it's great that, you know, that these people call your show. I'm curious to know if they're conservative, why they're not listening specifically just to Rush Limbaugh or some of these other guys out there.
I don't know.
You know, I think they must be looking for something, and if they could get themselves open-minded, if they could start to really think, you know, like maybe read the Big Lies by Joe Connison, they'd start to understand that there's really not a media bias to the left. It's so far to the right.
Well, all they got to do is go to Media Matters and just monitor what the media does. Michael, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, take care, man.
Okay, have a good day. Let me go to Heather in Colorado Springs. Heather, hi, you're on AM 760.
Hi there.
Hi.
Well, I just wanted to keep you from turning it back into a sports station. We really, really appreciate it.
I love you, too.
It is our only alternative.
Love you, too.
You are the greatest. So what I wanted to check with you was whether you had heard about, because you were talking about civil liberties and sort of a reaction in Homeland Security that isn't really targeted at danger so much as at what target is easy. And I just wanted to mention that there have been a couple of cases of that in the last few weeks. The ACLU of Georgia got released copies of government files last Wednesday for DeKalb County that said that the FBI and the DeKalb County Division of Homeland Security had been investigating vegetarians holding a protest outside of Heavenly Ham.
You gotta kid me. Are you serious?
No, I'm absolutely absolutely serious. The ACLU released this information.
Where is this now? Tell me where it is again.
Okay, the ACLU, it should be accessible through their website, but you can look at Caitlin Childs, Caitlin Childs, on Google, and surveillance, you know, search on those two terms in the news section of Google, and you will find it.
Maybe what we ought to do is call the ACLU of Georgia.
Yeah, you should do that. Basically, they went under Freedom of Information Act to get this information, but basically the vegetarians were holding a rally. They're vegans, actually, so they're, like, very strict vegetarians. They were holding a rally outside of Heavenly Ham, protesting, you know, the selling of hemp. And they discovered that there was this strange guy with shiny shoes writing their license plate numbers.
Shot figures.
And they started a discussion with him, and he threatened to arrest them for obstructing a federal officer or something like that. And, you know, things just sort of spiraled from there.
No, that's a total waste of taxpayer money. In time, too.
What possible, you know, vegetarians, for Pete's sake, they're not even going to eat you.
Yeah, you know, I agree. And also, it's their right to peacefully assemble and present redress of grievance.
I know. And then there's this whole issue about keeping Quakers under surveillance, like they're really dangerous.
I mean, this is totally
okay.
Completely out of control. You know, if you want to see if you're under investigation, go to the Colorado ACLU website. They've got a page there which will teach you how to give you the instructions on how to file a FOIA request.
Yes, that is a good idea. And I heard you saying that the other day. The only thing is, I think a lot of people who lived through the 60s and 70s don't want to do that, because if they don't have a record, an FOIA would trigger an inquiry.
I don't know. I just filled my paperwork out. I haven't mailed it, but I plan to mail it this week to see what they have regarding my trip to Cuba in 1967. Heather, thank you. I got to run. Thank you so much for the call.
Okay.
Appreciate
it.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you, Jan in Inglewood, who didn't get on. I appreciate that, Jan. Thank you so much. Back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., unless management decides otherwise, or maybe I get a better offer.
Like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Owners know Macs are better than other computers, but as good as they are, occasionally we all need a little technical help. That's where Best Mac Solutions comes in. Best Mac Solutions, a local Apple-certified company with 19 years of experience, can get that home or small business network going or upgrade your software. Many problems can be solved with a quick phone call. And if you're just ready to upgrade...